Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
In the spring of 1971, I met a girl. Actually, I met a couple of hundred girls, and I banged them all. But I met one girl that had these big, round glasses, had hair on her underarms and on her legs and on her hands, had a goatee, and there was something that made me want to go and meet her. I don't know what it was, but I did. But I couldn't get the courage to go talk to her. So finally, I went, picked up a gift. I went and got some Nair, and I introduced myself. I said, "Hi, I'm Bill. What's your name?" And she said, "I'm Hillary." And I said, "Here's some Nair to get the hair off your arms and your goatee and your legs and your underarms." And she was most appreciative. Of course, she still hasn't used it since 1971, but something attracted me to her. And so I am just so excited to be able to tell you about Hillary, because we have had a wonderful journey along the way. There have been so many hot, well, maybe not so hot women that I banged along the way. But I'm here to vouch for my wife, Hillary. You should vote for her. I don't know why you should vote for her, but you should, because she's going to change things. I don't know what she's going to change, but I'm here because of a duty. She said, "Bill, you can have all the girls you want, but when it comes for my time, you better get up there and start singing my praises." So I am doing my job. What the hell am I? What am I hearing? What the hell? Damn, what was that? Oh, no. That was the mirror on my bedroom ceiling. I can't believe it. That has been up there for years. Do you know how many women that I have, that mirror has seen? Now it's gone. I'm so depressed. I'm not interested in Hillary breaking a glass ceiling. I'm more worried about the mirror on my ceiling. Well, I think that's about it here. It's been a delight to be able to tell you about Hillary. And by the way, one more thing. That mirror has seen my latest girlfriend. Her name is Energizer, like a little bunny, if you know what I mean. And by the way, I know I'm on the Cigar Dave show, and it's about time for me to go get a cigar, a flavored cigar. You all know that. So I'm going to turn it over to the General.
Outstanding. The great, well, not so great, Bill Clinton. He joined us today, providing us an insight into the fabulous marriage. Well, Long Ash greetings and salutations, lieutenants. A Long Ash snappy salute. Thankfully, the DNC is over. It is in the annals of history. And there was so much love going on in that arena all week. Let's all put our hands together. past the peace pipe. Let's all hold hands and sway back and forth. And let's enjoy the love as we sing together Kumbaya. Are you kidding me? We don't do Kumbaya moments here on the Cigar Dave Show. Cut the music. We are alpha males. We don't fall into that Kumbaya love nonsense. Let's all hold hands. Oh, by the way, let's go sing Kumbaya and tell ISIS how much we love him. That does not work. What an absolute... I am thrilled. Look, I'm a political junkie. You all know that if you follow my Twitter feed and Facebook. But I can tell you now, I can get back to my normal life in the evenings. Of course, I watched every moment, and people said to me, why are you torturing yourself? Well, I like to be informed. I like to know about the enemy. I sound like George Herbert Walker Bush. I like to know about the enemy. Not going to do it. Not going to just not watch. But I had to watch. And, oh, every single night, the same thing over and over and over. And it was nice of them to finally find all those American flags on the very last night. They couldn't find any the first night. Then they had to steal them, borrow them from City Hall in Philadelphia. Because City Hall, for the entire week after they took the flags, no flags were flying over Philadelphia City Hall. And then last night, the finale, Hillary Clinton. Sounded like a university lecture, like a professor I had that just went on and on and on. And I know a small minority of you love Hillary. I know because you told me in my Twitter timeline. That's fine. You can make up your own decision. You can vote for whoever you'd like. I'm just simply stating my opinion. And if you don't like my opinion, lieutenants, there are many other options. This show is about being an alpha male. It's about being decisive. It's about stating opinions.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
From Tiger Field here in beautiful Redding, California. Hi there, everybody. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Game two of a three-game series here against the San Francisco Seals. 45's dropped the opener last night, 1-0 in a pitcher's duel as two pitchers combined to shut out the 45's 1-0. They try to get their revenge here tonight. 45's have our starting lineup in just one moment here for you. Zach Morgan, your starting pitcher tonight out of Simpson University. Pre-game festivities brought to you here by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay Exploration Park has two rockin' exhibitions this summer. Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Homeless Rock Stars by Nigel Skeet. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to all our good friends down there at Turtle Bay for sponsoring Cool 45's baseball here on the radio. Just getting ready for first pitch here. Leading off for the visiting San Francisco Seals is going to be Mike Jenkerson in center field. He'll be followed by Aaron Hernandez at shortstop and Paul Kunst at second base. Infield for your hometown 45's looks like this. It's the law firm of Taylor & Taylor on the left side. Jake Taylor at third base. Zach Taylor at shortstop. Mickey Meinhofer will play second base, and D.J. Porter out of Cal Baptist is over at first base tonight. Outfield looks like this, left to right, Max Modeste, Chandler Anderson, and Hunter Heath in the squad tonight. It's going to be Jonathan Alvarez out of Harrisau State University catching Zach Morgan, left-hander from Simpson. Getting ready for first pitch here. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home, have a great summer, and grab some buds. Our thanks to Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your 45s here on KCNR. Lefty on righty matchup here as Morgan gets ready for the first pitch of the ballgame. First pitch, 7:15, is going to be high. Fastball, 1-0. Top of the first here at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. Just five games left after tonight, our final homestand of the year here. 1-0 pitch from Morgan. He is also high up around the letters, 2-0 now. You can get the entire schedule at ReadingColt45s.com. Game number 39, rather game number 40, pardon me, of 45 on the season here. To a pitch also a bit high. It's going to be 3-0. Jankerson, the left fielder, was in center last night, had a double and a single, 2-for-4. Here's the 3-0. And that one misses as well. A four-pitch walk, and Jankerson is on to lead off the ballgame. That'll bring up Aaron Hernandez. He's the starting shortstop tonight. He came in last night as a defensive replacement in the fourth inning, went 0-for-2. So Morgan will be in the stretch here. DJ Porter over there at first, holding the runner on. Morgan fires and that one misses, 1-0. Albert is going to go out and have a word with his starting pitcher here. This is game two of a three-game set against San Francisco. We'll have another one tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. And then our last four games of the year, Tuesday through Friday. Yours truly be hosting the NorCal Sports Hour here live from Tiger Field on Tuesday night, 6 to 7 o'clock. Right before the Colt 45s game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. That Tuesday night game will be a 7:15 start against the Reading Tigers, our last game against Reading Tigers this year. Always a fun atmosphere when you've got Reading versus Reading. One ball, one strike here to Hernandez. Swing and a foul ball. That one's out of play. 1-2 now. Headed back toward the parking lot here. Morgan making his eighth appearance on the year, third start. ERA at 4.50 in 20 innings so far this year. 17 strikeouts in 20 innings. Two balls, two strikes now. Swing and a miss, and he got him on the high fastball. Good pitch there by Morgan. And there's one down. I'll bring up second baseman Paul Kuntz. Kuntz started the game last night at third, eventually moved over to second. 1-for-4 with a single. One out here in the top of the first with a runner on first for the number three hitter, Kuntz. On deck is J.P. Soriano, first baseman. Throw over to first, runner is back. Morgan 2-1 on the season in 7 appearances coming into tonight. First pitch of the at-bat here is going to be a curveball, drops right in there, and that was a good one. Kuntz backing out of the batter's box there, expecting another high fastball perhaps. 0-1. That one is a little bit high. 1-1. Trade deadline for major leagues tomorrow. A couple players on the move already today. San Diego trades Matt Kemp to the Braves. Pittsburgh trades closer Mark Melanson to the Nationals. So the Nationals adding some bullpen help for the stretch run. Runner goes there, and no throw there for Alvarez. It's a high breaking ball. A great pitch to steal on there, and Jankerson up to second base. Jankerson left field tonight. He was in center last night and impressed us with his range defensively. Now showing the speed there up to second base. This one gets past Alvarez. An inside fastball skips off his glove. Jankerson moves up to third. So with one out now, they've got a runner just 90 feet away. mentioned, that was a ball inside, so the count now moves to 3-1. Hitters count on Kunst. Morgan fires. That one is high. Ball four. So runners on the corners now with one down. That'll bring up Soriano. The first baseman tonight, he was the DH last night. A single and a walk to go along with two strikeouts in four appearances. 1-for-3 officially on the night. Pitching coach Eric Faskin going to head out to the mound. Have a word with Morgan and Alvarez. Runner on first takes the opportunity to come over and talk to his third base coach on this side. Pitcher's duel last night as the 45s managed just 7 base runners in 9 innings. On in route to being shut out two with just 2 hits. 2 pitchers combined to win that one for San Francisco, 1-0. Starting pitcher Deion Heron went 3 scoreless, got the no decision. And meeting at mound adjourned, and it's going to be Soriano, the right-handed hitter here against the lefty Morgan. Meinhofer at second, shading toward the bag a little bit for the double play. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on by Porter. He's got a good lead over there at first. First pitch here to Soriano. Swing and a miss. Fastball. 0-1. Every seat in the shade here at Tiger Field. We're still on the top of the first. Coming down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. Just 5 games left after tonight. Here's the 0-1. And a big changeup there. And drops right in for a strike. Soriano gave up on that one early. And a quick 0-2. Nice back-to-back 2-pitch sequence there by Morgan. Zach Taylor now moves over deep in the hole at short on the 0-2 count. So possibly something off speed coming here once again. Runner goes from first, and they've got him picked off. Throws over to first, Porter, and he looked toward the runner at third who faked towards home, and that was enough time for the runner to make it to second, so that'll be a stolen base for Kunst. Runners on second and third now with one down. It's still 0-2. Nice move there by Morgan to pick him off. The 45's unable to trap him in a swing and a miss on a strikeout. High fastball right past Soriano, and that's the second strikeout in the inning now for Morgan. Runners on second and third with two down. So two on and two out now for the right fielder, Drew Mount. He takes a fastball. No, he misses there. Sorry, 1-0. Mount batted fifth last night as well. Walked and tripled, drove in the lone run of the ball game in the 1-0 victory. He's up here with 2 minutes, scoring position, two down in the top of the first. Morgan fires, 1-0 fastball is high, 2-0. Morgan takes a long look and now gets the sign from Alvarez. The 2-0 pitch. In there for a strike on the inside corner. 2-1 now. Batter steps out, asks for time. Now he's ready to go. Morgan comes out, the 2-1 pitch. And that one is up the middle, and that's going to get right through. A seeing eye single up the middle. 2 runs are going to score. And it's 2-0 San Francisco here. As that one had eyes, Mount hit it right up the middle, just past the pitcher Morgan. Both runners will score, Jankerson and Kunst. It's 2-0. That's going to bring up Marcus Williams, the third baseman. He was a shortstop last night, went 0-for-4. Right-handed batter here against Morgan. First pitch day, bat runner goes from first. Alvarez, no throw to second. There's a great jump there at first by Mountain. He steals second easily. Counts one ball, no strikes. Tough visuals here for the infielders. Sun right in their eyes on the right side there. This ball fouled out of play. One ball, one strike. Just got notice here that the three-game series with the Long Beach Legends has actually been canceled. We're going to have three exhibition games those three nights against the South County Heat and the Reading Tigers. So still going to have games those nights, just not going to be against the Legends. That's a little flare out in right center, and it's going to get down. Runner is going to score from second, and heading to second now is Williams. So that'll be a single and an RBI and advance to second on the throw. It's 3-0. It's not a bad pitch there by Morgan. He got it up on the label on him, but Williams strong enough to just fight that one off into short right center over the head of Meinhopper at second. That's going to bring up Nieto. Jameson Nieto, we're hitting seventh tonight. He's the DH. So again, Long Beach Legends will not be joining us next week. Instead, we will have three games against the South County Heat and the Reading Tigers. So definitely come out and see those games all again at 7:15 start times. Runner headed towards third. Swing and a miss. Throw over, and they just under the tag. Very close play. Looked like they might have had him. But Williams steals third. Underneath the slap tag of Jake Taylor there. One ball, one strike. Runner on third now with two down. 1-1. That one is a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 now. And a called strike three. He got him, so that'll end the inning. Three runs here in the top of the first for San Francisco. We head to the home half. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here at Tiger Field of a two-game series. Pardon me, game two of a three-game series here against San Francisco. Three runs for San Francisco in the top of the first. Home half ready now. It's going to be Zach Taylor leading off, the shortstop. He'll be followed by Mickey Meinhopper, the second baseman, and Jake Taylor, the third baseman. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Sean Sutton, the DH, batting fourth. Chandler Anderson will bat fifth and play center field. Hunter Heath in right field, batting sixth. DJ Porter at first base in the seven hole. Alvarez, the catcher, will bat eighth. Pardon me, Modeste, the left fielder, will bat eighth, and Alvarez, the catcher, will bat ninth. First pitch here is down in the dirt from Josh Pigg, the right-hander. T Taylor shows bunt there and pulls it back. It's down below the knees, 2-0. And that one's in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminding you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. That's ground ball to the left side. Third baseman comes up with it cleanly and throws out Taylor. 5-3 on the putout. There's one down. So here's Meinhofer. 1-for-4 last night. Also had a stolen base. Meinhofer, one home run, eight RBI, seven runs scored in 19 games on the season. Spending most of his time at shortstop, he's at second base tonight. One out, nobody on here. He swings and fouls back a fastball to the screen, 0-1. One pitch here to Mickey. Fastball fouled out of play down the right side, just over the visitors' dugout there into the parking lot. Absolutely perfect day for baseball here. We're all enjoying Colt 45's baseball in the shade here at Tiger Field, just the bottom of the first. Come down and join us. After tonight, just 5 games left on the season. Go to RenningColt45's.com for the entire schedule. 0-2 count now on Meinhofer. That's a chopper down the third baseline, foul out in front of a curveball on 0-2. Does a good job just to stay alive there. Forty-five's 26-13 on the season. Looking to bounce back from a 1-0 loss last night in game one of this series against San Francisco. A great pitcher's duel. Here's another 0-2 to Meinhofer. Fastball down low, 1-2. 45's won on Wednesday against the Humboldt Crabs, 7-5. Splitting that 2-game series. Our last 2 road games of the year over in Arcata. Here's a 1-2 pitch now. That's a hard hit ground ball to the left side. Up with it is the third baseman. And there's 2 down now. 2 ground outs to third. We'll bring up Jake Taylor. Jake out of Seattle University, as well as the number 4 hitter right behind him, Sean Sutton, the DH, also from Seattle University. Taylor has been one of the mainstays this summer for the Colt 45s, leads the team in hitting at 379, 5 home runs, 19 RBI, 20 runs scored in 22 games. Called strike there, 0-1, fastball at the knees. Jake hit a grand slam in his first start, second game overall for the 45s earlier this season. Second on the team with 5 home runs. That one's down to the earth, the old 58-footer. 1 ball, 1 strike. It's Caltrans night here at Tiger Field. A portion of all tonight's ticket sales go towards scholarships. Thanks to all the fans who came out and support that. We had a Caltrans versus CHP softball game here at Tiger Field prior to the Colt 45s tonight. That one's down below the knees, 2-1 now on Taylor. Caltrans defeating CHP 8-7 in that softball game. Here's a 2-1 now from Pig. That ball's chopped out to short on the big hop and throwing him out. So 3 grand outs, 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the second, 3-0 Seals. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here at Tiger Field. Game two of a three-game series against the San Francisco Seals. Seals leading 3-0. Zach Morgan getting ready to start his second inning of work here. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters for the Seals. Corey Henderson, the catcher, is going to lead off. He'll be followed by Austin Johnson, the center fielder. And then the top of the lineup with Jankerson, who walked, stole the base, and scored in the first. First pitch is called strike 0-1. Good breaking ball there, and a quick 0-2 now by Morgan. Giants getting the win today as Joe Panik returned yesterday. Hunter Pence now has come off the DL as well. 5-3 win for the Giants today. Derek Law getting the win. Casilla the save. 1-2 as that ball's down in the dirt here for Morgan. Ready now with a 1-2 pitch. That ball's high with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes now. Oakland falls to the Indians 6-3. Overton didn't make it out of the fourth today for the Oakland as they lose game to first place Indians there. Swing and a miss. Great changeup by Morgan. Swinging right through it was Henderson. One down. Fourth strikeout of the game already here for Morgan. So four outs and four strikeouts. Through 1 1/3. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Johnson. He was the left fielder last night in center field tonight. Went 0-4. He is your beer batter tonight. Dollar off all beers for Colt 45's fans. Should he strike out? That's for the rest of this half inning and the home half of the inning as well. First pitch is a changeup here for a strike by Morgan. Good pitch, 0-1. Fastball is fouled back to the screen and a quick 0-2. One strike away from obliging the fans. A dollar off beers here and then the second inning to boot. Morgan winds and fires. Here's the 0-2. Fouled out of play to the right. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Foothill Distributing reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds this summer. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swinging another foul back. Count remains 0-2. Good battle going here. Our thanks to our sponsors, Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he's ready. Here's another 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball up at his shoulders, and he chased it. And the fans thrilled to have the beer batter strike out here. So five strikeouts already here for Morgan. He's allowed just two hits, but unfortunately those two hits have driven in three runs in the first inning. But a quick two outs here. Top of the lineup now with Jankerson. First pitch is on the inside corner there with a fastball for a strike. 0-1. Morgan winds and fires. That one's outside, perhaps a bit low as well. 1-1 now. One one is a fastball up around the shoulders. Thought about it, but held back. 2-1 now. Morgan fires. That's a fastball right by him. 2-2. Morgan, the big lefty out of Simpson University, coming straight downhill at you. Almost a straight over the top motion. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs now. And he fouls it back. Got a fastball up in on his hands. Still 2-2 here. He's ready. Now he winds and fires. That one is fouled into the glove, unable to hold on, is Alvarez. One kicked off his thumb there. So another good battle here. This time Jenkerson, he walked in the first. Steps out of the box. Now he's ready to go. Here's another 2-2 from Morgan. That ball is grounded sloppily to the left side. Charging is Zach Taylor, throwing on the run, and they are not going to get him. That ball is going to go into the dugout as he skipped it over there. DJ Porter, unable to scoop it out of the dirt. That's going to be a E6. And with 2 outs, they'll have a runner on second now for Henderson. Correction, I originally had Aaron Hernandez on my lineup card. It's Henderson at shortstop out there. So call it an E6. Jenkerson to second on the throw. And with 2 outs and a runner in scoring position, it's going to be Henderson. Struck out his first time. Morgan fires fastball outside, 1-0. It is some scores from around the league. Marlins beat up on the Cardinals 11-0. As I mentioned, the Giants over the Nationals 5-3. Seattle beats the Cubs 4-1. Toronto beats the Orioles 9-1. That's a good curveball there. 1-1 on the called strike. Morgan now fakes towards second, steps off. Count is 1-1 here on Hernandez. Henderson. Big curveball there, and he drops it right in at the knees once again. Another good-looking off-speed pitch there for Morgan. It's 1-2 now. Jenkerson takes his lead off second. Morgan checks the runner. Now he's ready. Another curveball, and that one's just a bit low, perhaps outside as well. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Fastball fouled back to the screen. We'll line up and do it again here. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez. Comes set. Now he checks the runner at second. Here's another 2-2 pitch. Foul ball down the left field line there. Chopped a breaking ball out in front of it. Just the top of the second here at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. $5 a ticket. Only 5 games left after tonight. This is game number 40 of 45 on the season. It's been my great pleasure bringing you every pitch of Colt 45's baseball this summer. Runner goes from second. This ball is a little flare out to shallow center. Taylor on the run. It's going to drop down into center field. Second hit in as many innings that they've had that was just a wounded duck, but found a Spot with no defenders there out in shallow center. It's going to be an RBI single. Looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. So Jankerson reaches on an error and comes around to score on an RBI single by Henderson. He's now 1-for-2. That'll bring up Kuntz. He walked, stole base, and scored the second run of the game in the first inning. Runner on first now with two down. One run home here for San Francisco. It's 4-0. First pitch is a fastball up around the shoulders. 1-0. Morgan comes set. Here's the pitch to Kuntz. Runner goes. That's a pop-up into shallow center. Coming in is Anderson. Now it's going to be Taylor. No, it's going to be Heath coming in from right. And that'll end the inning. Scored a pop-out to number 9. One run home makes it 4-0 Seals. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
4-5-6 hitters due up here in the bottom of the second for your hometown 45. Sean Sutton going to lead it off against right-hander Josh Pigg. Sutton, the DH, out of Seattle University, hometown of Boise, Idaho. 1-0 pitch is up high. Good velocity here by Pigg. About a 6 foot, maybe 6'1" right-hander. Hitters count for Sutton, 2-0. Swinging and a miss on a pitch. Down and in, 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Budweiser and Foothill Distributing. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some Buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. 2-1 pitch is outside. Easy take there for Sutton. And he'll get a 3-1 pitch here coming up. It's going to be Sutton, then Chandler Anderson, and Hunter Heath, your center fielder and right fielder, respectively. A 3-1 to Sutton, swinging a foul chop behind the catcher there. It'll be a full count pitch now. Anderson 1-for-4 last night in the loss. On Wednesday night, he was our player of the game with 4 RBI, including a bases-loaded triple in the 8th inning as the 45s came back to win. That ball is popped foul on the left side. Might be playable now, drifting into foul territory. And Sutton will see at least one more 3-2 pitch here. Anderson in left field last night, starting in center tonight. Sutton with a little number off the end of the bat towards short, and he's going to be retired, 6-3. On the putout, one down. Anderson hitting .358 on the season, 24-for-67. Just 5 strikeouts and 67 at bats. 15 RBI to go with 10 runs scored in 18 games for the Utah Ute. Comes on here with one out, nobody on. He grounds it right back to the pitcher on the first pitch. That'll be one pitch, one out. Two down now, and nobody on. It's going to be Hunter Heath, the right fielder. Batting left-handed here against the right-hander pig. Score that 1-3 for Anderson if you're scoring at home there. Heath, two home runs, 13 RBI on the campaign in 23 games. Also scored 21 times. First pitch is a fastball up in his eyes, 1-0. 45 still looking for their first base runner here tonight. Five groundouts thus far. That's down low. 2-0 now. Still the first time through the lineup trying to solve right-hander Josh Pig. 2-0 pitch now. And a check swing. It's going to be 3-0. That one's down low below the knees. On deck is DJ Porter, the first baseman. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Heath. That one is in there for a strike. First baseman shading toward the line there. That's a line drive up the middle. Is it going to hang up? And yes, it is. So line out to center. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We head to the top of the third here. Colt 45's trailing 4-0 on the San Francisco Seals. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters for San Francisco. First baseman J.P. Soriano will lead off here. He struck out in the first, 0-1. Zach Morgan ready with the first pitch of the inning here. It's going to be a called strike at the knees. 0-1. It'll be Soriano, Drew Mount, and then Marcus Williams, the right fielder and third baseman for the Seals, respectively. Swing and a miss on a fastball down at the knees. Good location. Rob Morgan, 0-2 now. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That ball is a little flare out to shallow center once again, and that one is going to drop down in front of Anderson. About the third of those wounded ducks we've seen here thus far. This one doesn't drive in a run, as some of the other ones have. But that's a leadoff single there for Soriano. Tough pitch. And he just flares it out into shallow center. So Morgan having some tough luck here on batted balls in play, especially ones that aren't being hit very hard, just finding open grass out there, so runner on first. Nobody out. Here's Mount. Runner headed towards second on delayed steal, and a heads-up play there is not going initially. Went on the delayed steal, and the middle infielders unable to get there in time. No throw from Alvarez, so a stolen base from Soriano. Pitch was a ball. This one is also outside, so 2-0 now. Lefty versus lefty. Right fielder Mount here. Singled. Had two RBI. Also stole a base his first time up. 1-for-3 last night with a walk. This one's a chopper down the first base side. Foul. 2-1. 3 in the first, 1 in the second for the San Francisco Seals. They lead 4-0 here in the third. Morgan comes set. Now he's ready with a 2-1 pitch. This ball is popped up out of play down the left side. 2-2 now. And that one is fouled back as well, so count remains 2-2. Mount steps out of the box. Now he's ready. Morgan checks the runner at second. Here's another 2-2 pitch. And he just reaches out and pokes that one to short. Not hit very hard. Taylor comes up, charges it, and they get him by half a step. Nice play there by shortstop Zach Taylor. One down. Moving to third is Soriano. The runner on third with one down now. Score at 6-3 on the putout. Marcus Williams singled and drove in a run. Also stole a base in the first inning. First pitch is chopped foul down third baseline and fastball in on his hands. 0-1. Jake Taylor at third and DJ Porter at first in even with the grass. With one out and runner on third. Hoping to cut down a runner at home and keep this deficit where it is. Anything sharply hit. That one's down in the dirt. Nice job by Alvarez to dig it out. 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Reminding you to make a plan to make it home, have a great summer, and grab some buds. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s here. 1-1 pitch now, forthcoming from Morgan. That one is up and away. Two balls, one strike now. Forty-fives losing game one of the series last night, 1-0 in a pitcher's duel. Currently 4-0 here, San Francisco in game two. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That's a slider that doesn't, or a curveball, pardon me, doesn't quite get back down. 3-1 now. Williams, the number six hitter in the lineup. Nieto, the DH on deck. Here's the 3-1. That ball is popped very high in the shallow center. Looks like it's going to be Zach Taylor at short. He will make the play for the second out of the inning. So a pop out to number six for Williams. Two down, runner on third. It's going to be Nieto. He struck out swinging his first time. Five strikeouts already. Through 2 2/3 for Morgan. First five outs he recorded of the game, in fact. That's a curveball in there for his strike. Nice pitch on the outside corner. 0-1. Right-hander Nieto. Not in the lineup last night. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez. 0-1 pitch. Very high pop-up to the right side. Shallow right field. Meinhopper out there at second base will make the play. So that'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the third, score still 4-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's Lady Bod and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bod. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bod and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third here, Tiger Field. DJ Porter is going to lead off for your hometown 45s. Game two of a three-game series here against the San Francisco Seals. Seals lead 4-0. 7, 8, 9 hitters in the lineup for your hometown 45s. It's going to be DJ Porter, left fielder Max Modest, and catcher Jonathan Alvarez. First pitch is high here from Josh Pig. Porter out of Cal Baptist. He's played mostly left field, also first base and DH as well. This one has popped down the right field line, hooking out of play. Nobody's going to get there. One ball, one strike. In 24 games, DJ Porter has 11 RBI and has scored 16 runs. The 1-1 pitch, that's a hard hit ground ball to second, up with it, and a 4-3 assist will be out number one. That'll bring up Max Modest. Modest hitting .277, one homer, three RBI in 12 games. All three Seattle University players in the game here tonight, along with Jake Taylor and Sean Sutton. One out, nobody on, left-handed hitting Modest. Watches the first one outside, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Budweiser and Foothill Distributing. Crowd sponsors your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Our thanks to all of our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. This one's fouled out of play by Modest over our heads here in the booth. 1-1. Between innings, I went down and got myself a dog. We got tri-tip, ribs, all kinds of good stuff here. Called strike on the outside corner of the fastball. Good location there from Pig. 1-2 now on Modest. Pitcher winds and fires. That ball is lined to left. And coming in and making a diving catch. Nicely done there in left field is Mike Jenkerson. He was in center last night. Made a couple nice plays and does it again here in left tonight, robbing Modest of a single score to line out to number 7. That's going to bring up Alvarez, the catcher. Alvarez at Ahariso State. Hitting .304 on the season, three home runs, 17 RBI in just 16 games. He's also scored 15 times. Swings at the first pitch here and fouls it down the right side out of play over the visitor's dugout. No balls, one strike here. That one is just a little bit low with the fastball at the knees. 1-1 now. Pig ready with the 1-1 pitch. That ball is shallow right center, a little flare out there as a second baseman, and it's going to drop behind him as he overran it a little bit. They're going to give him a hit there, so first base runner of the ball game here for the 45s, and it's a little flare single. Law of averages, the 45s deserve to get one of those. Three have fallen in already here in the early innings for the San Francisco Seals. So single for Alvarez, that'll turn it over to the top of the lineup, Zach Taylor. Grounded out to third base his first time, 0-1. Taylor hitting an even 300 coming into the game, 21-70. That's a chopper back to the pitcher on the first pitch off the plate, and that'll end the inning 1-3 on the putout. So we head to the top of the fourth, score still 4-0 Seals. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball on the radio. 4-0 Seals here as they get ready to take their bats in the top half of the fourth. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters for San Francisco. Henderson, the first baseman. Then Johnson, center fielder, and Jenkerson in left. First pitch here from Morgan is fastball at the belt. 0-1. Henderson struck out swinging his first time, 0-1. That pitch misses, 1-1, one strike now. Ball is chopped foul down the left field line. A changeup below the knees, and he offered at it. 1-2 now. Two balls, 2 strikes here now. Zach Morgan in his fourth inning of work here at the Simpson University left-hander with a 2-2 pitch. And a curveball, he froze him, and he knew it. Good pitch there. Another strikeout here, this one looking. 6th strikeout of the game, 2nd of the game for Henderson. 6th for the left-hander Morgan. That'll bring up Austin Johnson, your beer batter. Struck out swinging in the second to give everybody a dollar off beer here at Tiger Field. He comes up here with one out, nobody on. Fastball up around his shoulders, 1-0. Speaking of beer, our sponsors tonight, Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, reminding you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some Buds. Budweiser, proud sponsor. Your Colt 45s here on KCNR. 1-0 pitch from Morgan is a curveball, and he's had good command of that one tonight. Drops it in there for a strike. One ball, one strike now. Gets the sign from Alvarez. He fires. This one's down in the dirt. 2-1. Under the lights here at Tiger Field, dust fast approaching. And temperature quickly dropping. Don't let the heat keep you away. Every seat in the shade from first pitch on. Swinging a foul tip at the plate. It's going to be 2 balls, 2 strikes. And could it be 2 beer batter strikeouts in 3 innings? One out, nobody on. Here's the 2-2 pitch now from Morgan. That ball is lined out into center field, and it's going to get down. Anderson takes it on one hop. Looked like a slider there. And the inside outed it into right center field. Good at bat there by Johnson. So with a one-out single, he's now 1-for-2 on the evening. And here's Jankerson. Walked and scored in the first, reached on an error and scored in the second. He's 0-for-1. Also stole a base. We've been impressed with his defense above all. Last night in center and tonight in left. Had a great diving catch. They take away a hit from Max Modeste in the bottom of the third. First pitch is a fastball here. He checks his swing 1-0 on one up around the letters. Morgan in the stretch now. Porter holding the runner on at first. Big hole on the right side with Meinhofer shading toward the bag. 1-0 pitch. And he's going to bunt. And it's a good one. A push bunt down the right side. Morgan tries to just scoop it with his glove to Porter, but not in time as the speedy Jankerson beats that one out. A great push bunt as Morgan, a left-hander who falls a little bit off to the third base side on his natural follow-through, had to go completely against his momentum to get back off the mound on the first base side. Porter instantly saw that he had to get back to the bag, so a good bunt there, and it's a bunt single for Jankerson. Third time he's been on base tonight, first hit. Moving up to second is Johnson. So runners on first and second, one down. For the shortstop, Henderson. First pitch is just a little bit low, 1-0. Morgan checks the runner at second. And he fakes towards the bag as Meinhofer sprinted there, but no throw. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's a high fastball. 2-0. Already 5 stolen bases tonight for the Seals, as they have been aggressive here early on. Runner at second out there is bluffed on the last pitch as well. First and second, one out in the top of the fourth here for the number 2 hitter, shortstop Henderson. 2-0 pitch fouled back out of play towards the snack bar here. Two balls, one strike now. Meinhofer still shading toward the bag. Now they're going to throw back to second. And the runner is back. Count remains 2-1 here. Morgan would love nothing more than to roll a double play ball here. Runner bluffs towards third. This is going to be a very high pop-up and right at shortstop. Zach Taylor barely has to move. That's the second out of the inning. Score to pop out to number 6. That'll bring up Kunst. Kunst, the second baseman, has walked and popped out. 0-for-1 officially. He did walk and steal a base score run in that second inning. First inning. He comes up here, the runners on first and second, two down against Zach Morgan. First pitch, a curveball in the dirt, 1-0. One oh pitch here from Morgan. No, he's going to fake towards second without a throw. Update on your United States men's basketball team. Winners 80-45 tonight over Venezuela. Just one more exhibition game left. Runners both go, and that's going to be down in the dirt. Alvarez has it kick away from him there. But the runners pick a good pitch to steal on there. They both advance. The runners on second and third now with two down. As they have been aggressive early and often with the stolen base here tonight. Count is 2-0 after the ball in the dirt. Morgan fires. That one is off the plate. Three balls, no strikes. Looks like a right-hander down in the bullpen for the 45s. It's number 28, Blake Williams. The Alturas native there. 3-0 pitch from Morgan to Kunst. That's in there for a strike. Three balls, one strike now. Hitters count 3-1. Morgan ready. Here's the pitch. That ball is a little flare out into shallow right, and another one drops down just over the head of Meinhofer. Throw's going to come home, and both runners are going to score. So a two-run single there with two out on a little flare to right field by Kunz. It's going to be a two-run single. It's now 6-0 San Francisco. And baseball is a funny game sometimes. I don't know that I've ever seen this many hits that were either off the end of the bat or up the label that go less than 5 feet over the head of an infielder. But there's been about four of them here tonight. 0-1. Or pardon me, first pitch of the bat here is down dirt 1-0 to Soriano. Soriano struck out swinging in the first, singled in the third, 1-for-2 tonight. Two runs home here for the Seals. It's 6-0 right now in the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss and a changeup down in the dirt. Good pitcher's pitch there by Morgan. One ball, one strike. And that 80-45 win for Venezuela, or win over Venezuela, I should say. Klay Thompson paced the U.S. team with 13 points. Although the U.S. team shot just 4 of 25 from 3. They are 4-0 in exhibition play here. That is a fly ball very deep to left field. It is way out of here. That is a home run out onto Cypress Avenue as Soriano has just hit a two-run home run on a 1-1 pitch. And he chose to stand there and admire it for a little bit, so probably not very well appreciated there by the 45s. Score is 8-0 here as they've now scored four times here in the fourth. And that ball was very, very high. Ended up going over the screen. That'll bring up Mount, the right fielder. Lefty versus lefty. Here's the first pitch from Morgan. Curveball outside, 1-0. Morgan gets the sign. Here he's ready. Swing and a miss. Pitch on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss there, and a 1-2 count now for Morgan. Mount singled and grounded out, 1-for-2. one is a fastball down below the knees. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here. Two two from Morgan. So it's curveball high, and it'll be a full count now. And outside on the full count pitch, and he's drawn a two-out walk for Mount. And Cataray is probably going to come out and get him. It looks like it's going to be right-hander Blake Williams coming out of the bullpen. Let's take a short 60-second break here for a pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Zach Morgan departs here in the fourth after 3 2/3. Two outs here with a runner on first. He's responsible for the runner on first, who is Drew Mount, who drew a walk. So the first at bat for Marcus Williams here is going to be against Blake Williams, the 6'2 right-hander out of Alturas, California. Plays his college ball down at Santa Rosa Junior College. Williams making his 12th appearance here on the season in 19 innings. He's given up just 5 earned runs for a tidy 2.36 ERA, 15 strikeouts in 19 innings. He's got a 2-0 record as well. And hoping to close out this inning, but keep the lead for San Francisco right where it is. Hopefully the 45ers can start chipping away here. Currently stands 8-0 for the Seals. 4 runs home here in the fourth. Runner on first, 2 down though. And number 4, Marcus Williams, he singled in the first, popped out in the third, 1-for-2. Williams out on the stretch, gets the sign from Alvarez. First pitch of the at-bat here to Williams. Williams versus Williams. That one is low and away. 1-0. Runner takes his lead. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's a called strike on the inside corner with the fastball. Williams, 15 strikeouts against just 10 walks. And again, just 5 earned runs in 19 innings. That ball is hit very high into shallow right. Meinhofer at second is going to take it. And that'll end the inning, pop out to number 4. So 45s have some work to do on the comeback trail. We hit at the bottom of the fourth, 8-0 Seals. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting! Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. 45 shall and 8, nothing here. Game 2 of a three-game series against the San Francisco Seals. Due up for your hometown 45s. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters. Mickey Meinhofer leading off at second base. Jake Taylor and Sean Sutton to follow. Meinhofer 0 for 1 with a ground out. Josh Pigg, the right-hander, has faced just one over the minimum here through 3. Fastball up around the eyes, 1-0. Mickey takes that one outside, 2-0 now on Meinhofer. And called strike with fastball in the outside corner, 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some buds. 2-1, fastball down in the dirt here. Hitters count for Meinhofer, 3-1 now. Leading off the bottom of the fourth tier. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. Just 5 home games left after tonight. That's a fastball in the outside corner. Meinhofer already tossed his bat back towards home dugout and made it about 10 feet down first base line, but he is called back to the batter's box to see a 3-2 pitch. Payoff pitch to the leadoff man, Meinhofer here. Swinging and a miss on a fastball, and he struck him out. So Meinhofer out swinging. That's going to bring up Jake Taylor. Taylor 0 for 1. First pitch of the at-bat is down low, 1-0. On deck is Sutton, the DH. Who will bat next? Anderson would be the fourth man. Fastball from Pig is fouled back. 1-1, 1-1 on Taylor here. 45 is a lone base runner thus far. A single by Alvarez in the bottom of the third. That's a call strike there. 1-2 now on Jake. Pig gets the sign from his catcher, Henderson, and that's a slider that's a little flare out into right center, and that's going to get down. One out single there for Taylor as he fought that one off, and they try and throw it behind him at first base as he took a big turn around the bag, and the ball skips into the dugout. So Taylor with a single will advance to second on the error. Second hit of the ball game for the 45s. And with a defensive miscue by the Seals, they've got a runner in scoring position now with one down. And cleanup hitter Sean Sutton at the plate. Sutton came into the game hitting .295. He's 0 for 1. 9 RBI in 19 games. Also scored 12 runs here. Had a walk-off hit a week ago Sunday night. One of 3 walk-off hits on the season for the 45s. He chops the first pitch foul on the first baseline here, 0-1. Taylor now trying to break through. He's on base for Sean Sutton. He's actually over at third base, as that's a two-base throwing error now. Swing and a miss on a changeup down in the dirt. Sutton down 0-2 now. So first run of the ball game for the 45 is just 90 feet away now. But an 0-2 count on Sutton. Pig comes set. Here's the 0-2. That's a line drive out into right center field. That's going to get down and drive in the first run of the ball game and get in the gap. Sutton's going to round first and head towards second. Here comes the throw. It's going to be a close play, and he is out. Great throw there in right field by Mount. And Sutton has an RBI single, but he is thrown out at second. So two outs now, nobody on, but it is 8-1 running. Now running up Chandler Anderson. Rounded out his first time, 0-1. First pitch here, a called strike, 0-1. Anderson hitting .353 on the season. Watches a curveball on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. So two hits in the inning for the 45s have gotten one run back. It's 8-1. Two outs, nobody on now, and an 0-2 count on Anderson. Chopper to the left side. That's third baseman backs up to give himself extra room, and a strong throw over there by the third out of the inning, 5-3 on the putout. We head to the top of the fifth now, 8-1 San Francisco. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here at Redding, California's Tiger Field. Redding Colt 45 trailing 8-1 against the San Francisco Seals. Game two of a three-game series here. We'll have the last game for you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. start time. Full schedule at RedingColt45s.com. Just five road games left on the season. Come down and join us. Blake Williams getting ready to start his first full inning of work. He got the final out in the top of the fourth. That's a slider low and away. One ball, no strikes. He'll be facing Jameson Nieto, the DH, 0-2, struck out and pop out. It's 7-8-9 hitters for the visiting Seals. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Fastball right by him. One 1-1 pitch, and that's a good one down at the knees on the outside corner, 1-2. A reminder, if you go to ReadingColt45s.com, the entire schedule there, our final three-game series against the Long Beach Legends has been canceled, but we will have games those night against the South County All-Stars and Reading Tigers, respectively. Called third strike. So Williams, his first strikeout here, as Nieto opens the frame. Caught looking, one down. That'll bring up Corey Henderson, the catcher. He struck out twice thus far. Swinging in the second, looking in the fourth. Both of those against Morgan. One out, nobody on now. So all of the game times on there are correct. That is a line drive into left on the first pitch. Fastball at the belt, and he deposits it into left for a single. As I was saying, all of those games with Long Beach have been canceled, but there will be games each of those nights at 7:15. So come out and see us. We'll be against some local all-star teams with the Reading Tigers and the South County All-Stars. A lot of fun as we have our final four games of the season Tuesday through Friday here at Tiger Field. It's been my great pleasure to bring you every pitch of Colt 45's baseball this summer. One more against San Francisco tomorrow night, and then four Tuesday through Friday for the 2016 season. Austin Johnson watches the first pitch on the inside corner there for a strike. So Henderson on first, the beer batter here. He struck out and singled. He singled and scored. Also stole a base in that four-run fourth. As the Seals sent eight men to the plate. Scored four of them. A one count here on Johnson. Williams with the fastball up around the letters. He does not offer. 1-1 now. The Giants winners 5-3 today over the Nationals. A's fall 6-3 to the first place Cleveland Indians. Derek Law getting the win for your San Francisco Giants today. Runner on first is the 1-1 pitch. That one just a bit high. 2-1 now. William gets the sign from Alvarez. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That ball is another little flare out into short center field, and a single, about the fifth time that's happened for the Seals tonight. Runners on first and second now. Back-to-back singles by Henderson and Johnson. That's going to bring up Jankerson. He singled his last time up and scored. One for one, he's also walked, or pardon me, one for two, he's walked and reached on an error as well. Scored all three times up so far. As well as making a nice play out there and left. So he comes up with the runners on first and second, one down here in the top of the fifth. Williams kicks and fires. No, it's a fake back to second, no throw. First pitch of the at-bat here to Jankerson. It's a fastball down in the dirt, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, reminding you to make a plan to make it home and grab some Buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. That's Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. 1-0 pitch from Williams is a fastball on the outside corner. Good pitch there at the knees for a strike. 1-1 now. Taylor playing a little bit in at third base, nearly even with the bag. On the speedy Jankerson, who bunted for a hit. On a push bunt to the right side his first time. Porter in on the grass as well. 1-1 from Williams. That ball is lined to second base. Meinhofer takes it and tags second base, doubling off Henderson. So a unassisted double play there by second baseman Mickey Meinhofer. And just like that, the inning is over. Score remains 8-1. Seals, we head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi,
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fifth here, Colt 45 is trailing 8-1. It's going to be starter Josh Pigg coming out for his fifth inning of work. 45's got one across on him on by the bottom of the fourth. RBI single by Sean Sutton. Leading off here, it's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters, Hunter Heath, DJ Porter, and Max Modest. Heath lined out to center field his first time. First pitch here is a strike, 0-1 to Heath. Pig's ready, he winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, good change up there below the knees. 0-2 now on Heath. O2 pitch now to Hunter. That's a ground ball slowly hit up the middle. Shortstop charging. He's going to come up throwing and make a nice play. 6-3 on the putout. Well done by the shortstop Henderson there. And there's one down. On this day in baseball history, 2009, the Pirates send second baseman Freddie Sanchez to the Giants for right-hander Tim Alderson. Alderson would never really break through and make his mark, but Freddie Sanchez is part of the 2010 Giants World Series Championship team, their first World Series in San Francisco. First of three championships in 5 years, every even year since 2010. Called strike here on DJ Porter, 0-1. Big fires, and that's a curveball in the dirt. Porter chases it. Count is 0-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Thanks to all of our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. 0-2 pitch to Williams. Pardon me. 0-2 pitch to DJ. Porter is fouled off of the lighting fixture in foul territory. Down the right field line, count remains 0-2. Max Modest on deck. He would bat next. 0-1 as well. DJ grounded out second his first time. He'll see an 0-2 pitch here from Pig. That's a changeup down in the dirt. Bounces in front of the plate. 1-2 now. One-two pitch and another one down in the dirt. And good take there by Porter. Gets the count back to 2-2 now. 45's through a scoreless top of the fifth. That's what's known as the frozen fifth. Dollar off selected ice cream here at Tiger Field whenever the 45's throw a shutout inning in the fifth inning. They did so again here tonight. 2-2, another pitch down in the dirt. Porter does not chase again. So from 0-2, he's worked it all the way back full. Good battle here between the Cal Baptist first baseman, DJ Porter, and Josh Pigg. Here's the payoff pitch. Line drive to right field and hit well. This ball's going back. It's going to get down and be off the wall on a bounce. Porter headed towards second. He's going to cruise in there and slide in with a double. Good opposite field power there by DJ Porter, as he just about put that one out of here. Went with a fastball in the outside corner. Didn't try to pull it. And off the wall on one hop. One out double and a man in scoring position now with one out for Max Modeste. DJ 1-for-2 on the night now. Second well hit ball in as many innings as Sean Sutton had an RBI single in the fourth. His Seattle University teammate Max Modeste takes his second at bat here. Max 0-for-1, he lined out to left. First pitch at bat from Pig. Curveball down in the dirt. 45's taking that pitch this inning. Pig already with his highest pitch count in an inning. Here's the 1-0. And Modeste takes a fastball down and away. 2-0 now. Catcher Alvarez on deck. Porter takes his lead off second. That ball bounces off the plate. So Modeste in the driver's seat here, 3-0. We'll see if he's got the green light. Right-hander Pig has wanted him to chase the off-speed stuff down low with 45s and not obliged to the extent that they have this thus far in the game. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Max Modeste. And a 4-pitch walk, so runners on first and second now. For the power for Alvarez, 3 home runs on the season. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner. It's going to be Ryan Williams. He's going to pinch run for Modeste over there at first. So that'll end the evening for Modeste. He went 0-for-1 with a walk. Williams will be the pinch runner. Williams in the lineup last night. He went 0-for-3, drew a walk. Alvarez had the first hit of the ballgame for the 45s in the bottom of the third with a single. He comes up here with runners on first and second, one down. He hits a ball hard to center field. That ball is going back, and it's going to get over his head. Coming around to score from second is Porter. We're going to have a play at the plate. That one is airmailed to the backstop. Porter has scored. He was staying back towards second to make sure that ball didn't get caught. And Williams was almost at second base by the time he got going. So Ryan Williams ends up at third. An RBI double there for Jonathan Alvarez. It's 8-2. And they've got runners on second and third now. Still only one out. We're going to go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. Reading Kia's drive of the week. The 2016 Kia Soul test drive one today at Reading Kia. Crowd sponsors your Colt 45s here on KCNR. So something of a rally going here. One run already home here in the fifth. Ryan Williams, who came in as a pinch runner, is at third. Jonathan Albert is the catcher who just drove in a run with a double at second for Zach Taylor, the leadoff man. And he lays down a bunt and pops it up. And it's going to get down behind the pitcher. And everybody's going to be saved. Pig, who fell off the mound and couldn't get his momentum headed back towards first base, as that one That bunt actually popped up over the pitcher's mound and landed behind it. It's going to be a bunt single and an RBI for Taylor. And it's 8-3. Runners at the corners now as two runs are home. And someone, it's all about hit it where they ain't. We've seen a number of hits tonight from both teams. Not necessarily hit hard or not necessarily hit that well, but get down and put pressure on the defense. Good things can happen. So 8-3, we're going to have a meeting at the mound here. Still nobody in the bullpen down there for the Seals. Josh Pigg faced just one batter over the minimum through three. He's given up three runs in the last 1 1/3, 1 4. Two runs already here in the fifth, and he's recorded just one out. 45's in business here. So Alvarez now at third, Taylor at first, and it's going to be Mickey Meinhofer 0-2 so far tonight. Had an unassisted double play to end the top half of the fifth. On a line drive, he comes up here in an RBI spot, trailing 8-3. First pitch is bunted at, and now he pulled it back. So 1-0 on a fastball up above his eyes. One-oh pitch here to Mickey Meinhofer. Swinging and a miss on a fastball down at the knees. One ball, one strike. Alvarez at third. The speedy Taylor at first after the bunt single and an RBI. Pig comes set. Here's the 1-1 to Meinhofer. Runner goes from first. Throw down to second, and they got him. Runner's going to waltz home from third. So a delayed double steal there. They trade it out for a run. Taylor is thrown out stealing at second. But Alvarez walks home without a throw. And it's 8-4. There's three runs home now here. So two outs, nobody on now. And 1-2 pitch from the windup is a curveball low and away. 2-2 now in Meinhofer. Swinging and a miss, he got him, and that'll end the inning. But three runs home here in the fifth. They're right back in this ballgame. It's 8-4 Seals. We head to the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the sixth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. 45's right back in this ballgame with a three spot in the bottom of the fifth. They trail 8-4 now. One run in the fourth, three in the fifth to cut the lead in half. Blake Williams going to start his second full inning of work here. He's thrown 1 1/3 thus far, got the final out of the fourth inning through a scoreless fifth. In what we call a frozen fifth. Dollar off all selected ice cream items here at the snack bar every time the 45 throw a scoreless fifth inning. courtesy of Frozen Gourmet. First pitch here is a ball 1-0. Going to be the 2-3-4 hitters here for the San Francisco Seals, Henderson, Kunst, and Solano. This one is fouled out of play, 1-1. A great pitcher's duel last night, 1-0, won by San Francisco. Not so much tonight here, 8-4, and we got a lot of baseball left to play. That ball was lined on the left field line. Foul. 1-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Our thanks to all of our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Williams up 1-2. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt. 2-2 now. Henderson 1-for-3 tonight. He had an RBI single in the second. 2-2 now. Williams gets the sign. He kicks and fires. Outside. Full count now. That ball is hit very high into shallow right field. Hunter Heath settling under it out there. And that'll be the first out of the inning there. So good battle ends with a full count fly out to right. Fly out to number 9 if you're scoring at home. That'll ring up Kunst. Walked and scored in the first. Popped out in the second. Singled with 2 RBI and scored a run in the fourth as well. He's 2-for-3. 1-for-2 with a walk. Scored twice as well, so one out, nobody on here. Williams, and he shows bunt. It's down in the dirt. It looks like that one caught the umpire. He takes a walk. Perfect storm there for the ump. As showing bunt was Kunst. The ball was down in the dirt and took a weird hop, which ate up Alvarez as well. And it looked like it nicked the umpire. Not sure where, but Alvarez, doing the professional courtesy of the men who wear the mask, goes out and talks to his pitcher to buy the ump some time. It's a fraternity back there. You got to be tough to call the game or catch it. 1-0 count now. That one's on the outside corner. Actually, just outside, so close pitch, 2-0. On deck is Soriano. He had that 2-run home run in the fourth his last time up. That ball is lined into right field. Is going to hang up. Yes, Hunter Heath comes in and takes it. It's been one of those weird kind of nights. A lot of hard hit balls being caught. A lot of not hard hit balls falling in. So the baseball gods are having fun with us here tonight. A line out to number 9. That'll bring up Soriano with 2 outs and nobody on. Just how you prefer to see him, especially after that long home run out onto Cypress Avenue his last at bat. Williams not wasting any time. He's in the windup. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Change up down in the dirt. 1-0. That ball is grounded out to second base. Meinhofer up with it. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 for Blake Williams. We head to the bottom of the sixth. 8-4, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262 6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the bottom of the sixth here. Jake Taylor with a hard hit ground ball into the hole deep at second. Nice play out there at second base to even get there and try and make a throw, but the throw is in the dirt and skips past, so Taylor will reach. Second baseman Kunst out there had a long way to go. Looked like it was going to be a clean hit into right, but leadoff man on now for Sutton. It's going to be Taylor, Sutton, and Anderson, 3-4-5 here. 45's got three runs in the bottom of the fifth to cut the lead to 8-4. They've got the leadoff man on again here against the right-hander Pig. First ball is grounded into the hole at second base, and this one is going to be thrown on to first, 4-3. Another nice play there to get there by Kunst. So a 4-3 fielder's choice moving up to second is Taylor. Official scorer has called that a single for Taylor leading off inning. So runner on second now after the single and the fielder's choice. Here's Chandler Anderson. Robbed of a hit on a nice play by the third baseman his last time. 0-for-2 with two ground outs. Four RBIs on Wednesday night as he was our player of the game. 15 RBI in 18 games here, and he shows bunt and puts a beauty down the third baseline. You cannot bunt it any better than that. About two-thirds of the way down the third baseline, and about a foot and a half inside the line. Absolutely perfect bunt by the Park City, Utah native for a bunt single, and that'll bring up Hunter Heath with runners on the corners and one down. So Anderson catching everybody asleep there. Heads up play and a perfectly executed bunt single. So here's Heath. Lined out and grounded out. Big hole on the right side with Anderson being held on at first. Pig in the stretch. First pitch is down outside with the changeup 1-0. First time through the lineup, Pig retired. Nine outs in his first 10 hitters as the 45s didn't get a single till the bottom of the third, but they've got one in the fourth, three in the fifth, and they're in business here again in the sixth. That one is just outside, 2-0 now. As Jake Taylor led off with a single, he's now at third base with one out after the bunt single by Anderson. So good speed on the bases for the 45s. And right fielder Hunter Heath with a hitter's count 2-0. Fastball up and in, and it's 3-0 now. Right-hander now warming up in the pen for the visitors. Blake Williams has thrown 2 1/3 scoreless in relief to keep this game close for the 45s, and they're on the comeback trail here. 3-0 pitch is a strike there, is taken all the way with Heath. On deck is DJ Porter. He doubled his last time and scored, starting off that fifth inning. That one-out double, he came around to score the first run of that eventual three-run inning. 3-1 pitch, and the runner stealing from first, Anderson, and they're calling a balk, yes. So Taylor's going to come around to score. Anderson will head to second as a fake towards third, then he turned towards first and did not throw. Anderson, who just kept running to second, Taylor was stationary at third, but he's sent home, so 390 feet for both players. That's now 8-5. Count is still 3-1 here on Heath, so the runner on second now is Anderson. Making something happen there with the aggressive base running. They forced the mental mistake there by the right-hander Pig. So five runs scored in the last two and a third. Still only one out here in the sixth. Good speed out there at second and Anderson. Here's the 3-1. Called strike two on Heath. And it's a full count now. It's been a wild one here. Visiting Seals jumped out to an 8-0 lead after the top of the fourth. 45s have stormed back. It's 8-5. Tying run in the on-deck circle now in the portion of DJ Porter. Here's a full count pitch now to Hunter Heath. Swing and a miss on a changeup down in the dirt. He got him. That'll be the second out of the inning. Good pitch there from Pig to bounce back. So two down now. So here's Porter, one for two. Hitting an even 250 on the season. Runner goes from second, and Anderson steals third easily, as that was a curveball down in the dirt. Good pitch to steal on, and he's at third base now. Count is 1-0 on Porter. Swing and a miss, fastball away. One ball, one strike. On deck is Ryan Williams. He came in as a pinch runner last inning for Max Modest and saved the game in left field. The 1-1 to Porter. Called strike, fastball at the knees. It's 1-2 now. One-two pitch. Called strike three. And Porter can't believe it. Curveball in the outside corner. And that'll end the inning. Well, so one run home here for the 45s. They cut the lead to 8-5 now. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the 7th, 8-5 Seals over your hometown 45s. They chipped away and got another run in the bottom of the 6th. Blake Williams going to start his third full inning of work here. He's thrown 2 1/3 scoreless in relief. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters for the Seals. Leading off is going to be Drew Mount. He singled, grounded out, and walked. Scored a run and driven in two. One for two on the night. Hitting fifth and playing right field, it'll be Mount, then Williams, then Nieto. 5-6-7 here. First pitch from Williams, swinging a foul ball back to the screen. 0-1. It's been a tale of two halves of the game. There's an 8-0 lead for the Seals here. After the top of the fourth, 45s have scored 1 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth to make it 8-5. Here's the 0-1 from Williams. That's in there for a strike. 0-2 now on Mount. Williams has been just what the doctor ordered out of the bullpen here. Keeping this game right where it is. That one down in the dirt. 1-2 now. The left-handed hitting Mount had a two-run single in the first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's a fly ball to deep left field. Headed back is Williams. He's going to make the play. Two or three steps in front of the warning track. Man, there's one down. Scored a fly out to number 7. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, reminding you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s right here on KCNR. That's Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. One out in the top of the 7th here. And a pop-up on the first pitch here by Williams, and a short right. It's going to be Hunter Heath. He makes the play. So one pitch, one out. Scored a fly out to number 9. And there's two down now. Jameson Nieto struck out twice and popped out once. He's up for 3. As Williams cruising right along here. He's retired 5 straight or 6 straight hitters now. First pitch is a swing and a miss on a pitch down below the knees. 0-1. Williams not wasting any time as he winds and fires. That's a chopper to the left side. Big hop for Jake Taylor. And he takes his time and makes a quality throw there. 1-2-3 go the Seals. We head to the bottom of the 7th. It's 8-5. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the 7th here at Tiger Field, Ryan Williams leading off for your hometown 45s. He came in as a pinch runner earlier in the game. In the 5th inning, came around to score after Max Modeste drew a walk. 0-2 here as he fouls that one back to the screen after a called strike. Swing and a miss on a changeup down low, and that's first out of the inning. It'll be Williams, Alvarez, and Taylor in that order, leading off for your 45s. Alvarez had an RBI double and came around to score in that 3-run fifth. He's 2-for-2 tonight, double and a single. Starter Pig here in his 7th inning of work. He's given up 5 runs, all in the last 3 innings. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen down there. for the Seals, but it's been all starter Josh Pigg here thus far. Curveball on the outside corner, just a bit low here. One ball, no strikes. Zach Taylor on deck. Had a bunt single his last time. He's one for three. This one is popped up into shallow left. Out there is the shortstop, Henderson. He's going to take it. Fly out to number six. And there's a quick two down here. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Remind you, you're to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. Two outs, nobody on. It's going to be Zach Taylor. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field in the bottom of the seventh. 8-5 ball game. Taylor watches a changeup just a bit low. 1-0. Meinhopper on deck. Should Taylor reach? There's this 1-0 pitch is fouled away. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike now on Taylor. That's a line drive in right field. That's going to be in for a hit. A little top spin line drive near the end of the bat there for Taylor. In right field, his second hit in his last two at-bats, so he's 2-for-4 tonight. Two-out single brings up Meinhopper. Meinhopper 0-for-3. And it looks like we might have a pitching change here, and we will. Let's take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Marvel is an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
A little bit of a head fake there from the visitors as the pitcher did not come in. Pig still in the game. Meinhopper fouled off the first pitch, it's 0-1. Took four steps in from the bullpen and realized that he wasn't being brought into the game. So this one's a bit low, 1-1 on Mickey. Right-hander out in the bullpen, took about four steps off the mound towards the infield. And they ended up not bringing him in at all. So 1-1 here, Pig still in the game. Meinhopper chops this one foul, 1-2 now. Jake Taylor on deck, should Meinhopper reach. Tying run still in the on-deck circle here. It's 8-5. The Seals leading your hometown 45s. At one point, the score was 8-0. 45s have scored the last five runs of the ballgame to get back within striking distance here. 1-2 pitch now to Meinhopper. That is a slider outside. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pig gets a sign from his catcher. Now he comes set. Here's the 2-2. Runner goes. Pitches high to Meinhopper. Throw down, and he is out at second base. No, they're going to say he's safe. Very close play. Looked like he was getting ready to punch him out, but he slides in under the tag. So the stolen base over there for Taylor. And a runner in scoring position now with two down. Taylor's third stolen base of the year. Here's the 3-2 pitch now to Meinhofer. Runner goes from second, swinging and a miss, and he got him. And that'll end the inning. So we head to the top of the eighth, still 8-5. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 14-6.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
8-5 seals here in the top of the eighth at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. New pitcher for the 45s is going to be right-hander Brandon Lupton. He comes in relief of Blake Williams, who threw 3 1/3 of scoreless relief. Lupton making his 12th appearance on the year, 4th relief appearance as he's made 8 starts. He's 5-2 on the season with a 3.75 ERA, 22 earned runs in 52 2/3 innings. First pitch is a curveball down to the dirt, 1-0. Lupton 30 strikeouts against just 16 walks, so nearly a 2-1 ratio there. 1-0 pitch. Is a fly ball down the right field line, slicing foul. 1-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Our thanks to all of our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. 1-1 pitch here from Lupton. And a slider down in the dirt. Good take there. 8-9-1 hitters here in the lineup. Corey Henderson has a single and 3 at-bats. He's also struck out twice. 2-1. Fouled out of play again. 2-2 now. That one's over in the parking lot towards the Reading Library. Under the lights here at Tiger Field, we got a good one going. 45's on the comeback trail as they were down 8-0. Now it's 8-5. Visitors taking their at-bats here in the top of the eighth. 2-2 pitch to the leadoff man here from Brandon Lupton. Down in the dirt, it'll go full. This is game 2 of a 3-game series against the San Francisco Seals. We'll do it again here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. first pitch. Come down and join us at Tiger Field or listen live here on KCNR. Full count fastball is fouled out of play. We'll line up and do it again here. Another payoff pitch here. Called third strike. Beautiful. Fastball on the black. On the outside corner by Lupton. One down. So third strikeout in 4 at-bats for Henderson, the first baseman. That'll bring up Austin Johnson, center fielder. Number 9 hitter is 2-for-3 tonight. 2 singles. First pitch is a slider in there for a strike. Good front door slider there to steal strike one against Johnson. And took a little bit more off of that one. Another breaking ball, same spot, 0-2 now. So a tough at bat here for Johnson. He spun two good ones in there to get ahead 0-2. Throws him a third one there, and it's a little flare out to center field, and it's going to drop down. It's been the story all night. That's about the fifth one. We've seen he get up on the label, and they just fight it off into the outfield. So another single there. He's now 3-for-4 out of the nine spot tonight. Can't ask for much more than that out of your number nine hitter. One out single puts a man on first for the leadoff man, Jankerson. Lined into a double play as last time. 1-for-3 on the night. Also drawn a walk. Scored three times. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. That one kicks away from Alvarez. Runner's headed towards second, and he's going to get there. So that'll be a pass ball. One out, runner on second now. 45 is trying to keep this game 8-5. They've scored four runs in the last four innings. But running out of innings here as we're in the top of the eighth. They've got to score three runs before they make six outs, and that's assuming they can keep the Seals at eight. Runner on second, one out. First, that pitch is low, so now 3-0 on Jankerson. Lupton gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he's ready. That pitch is called strike on the outside corner. 3-1 now. DJ Porter in almost on the grass at first. Jake Taylor perhaps a step behind the baseline in the bag at third for the speedy Jankerson here. Hitters count 3-1 pitch, and that's going to be a slowly hit ball up the middle, and it's going to squirt through. Headed to second is Jankerson. No, he's going to take a big turn. He's going to head back to first. So runner moves over to third. That's Johnson. Jankerson, second hit of the night. First and third now with one out. That'll bring up Henderson here. Shortstop has played well out there in the field. 1-for-4 at the plate tonight with an RBI single. That was in the second inning. It's also struck out, popped out, and flown out. First pitch of the bat, a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Lupton in the stretch is ready. Runner goes from first. That's a line drive to third base. It's over the head of Jake Taylor. A single to the left. Runner's going to score, and the runner headed to second was Jankerson stealing. He heads all the way to third. So the runner's on first and third now. Run scores. It's 9-5. RBI single by Henderson. His second of the night. And it's going to be Kunst, the second baseman. He's 1-for-3, had a two-run single in the fourth. He's also drawn a walk, scored twice. Lupton trying to pitch off this inning at one run. That's a line drive into right field. That's going to get down. Run's going to score from third. That's Jankerson. Runner at second will hold up. So first pitch of the at-bat. Swatted into right field. Nice hit back there by Kuntz to go with the pitch on the outside corner. It's another RBI single. It's now 10-5. So Jankerson scores easily there. Henderson up to second. That'll bring up Soriano here. Soriano 2-for-4. He struck out. Had an RBI, or had a single, and then a two-run homer. He's also grounded out. Swing and a miss. just about swung out of his shoes on that one. A curveball down to the dirt. Lupton got him to chase. 0-1. Entire defense playing him very much to pull, especially the outfield. Chandler Anderson just about in left center for the big right-handed batter. Soriano, that one is popped straight up on the infield. It's going to be in shallow right center now for Heath behind second base. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Runners stay put. Scored a fly out to number 9. And there's two down now. Two runs home here for the Seals have made it 10-5. Two outs with the runners on first and second. It's going to be the right fielder, Mount. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. He's also driven in two runs. That was in the first inning. A big at-bat here for the 45s. Lupton gets the sign, comes set. First pitch of the at-bat is in there for a strike. Slider on the outside corner. Good pitch from the Shasta College right-hander. You're listening to game number 40 of 45 on the season here. Just five games left after tonight. We'll do it one more time here tomorrow against the Seals. Start time 6 p.m. And then Tuesday through Friday, our last four games of the year, all at 7:15. Make sure to tune in to 1460 here Tuesday at 6 for the NorCal Sports Hour with yours truly. We're talking all things A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Niners, and Raiders, as well as Colt 45s. And we're going to have our NFL training camp preview on Tuesday night. That's right here at 6 on KCNR. A slider there and must have been a bit low. It's pretty close. It's going to be 2-1 now. Right-hander Clay Worthen now warming up in the 45's bullpen. That one is hit very high into shallow right center. Coming in is Heath, and he's going to call for it and make the play. That'll end the inning. So two runs home here for the Seals. Make it 10-5. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Colt 45's trailing 10-5. It's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters in the lineup. Jake Taylor, Sean Sutton, and Chandler Anderson. New pitcher here for the Seals. It's going to be number 29, Patrick McKnight. Tall right-hander, looks all of 6'3 or 4. Comes in relief of Josh Pigg, so we can close the book on Pigg. 7 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, 4 of which were earned. 6 strikeouts against just 1 walk, so he is the pitcher of record here, should this lead hold up. Taylor's going to lead off here. Jake's 2-for-3 tonight, 2 singles. He scored twice. leading the team in hitting at 397. McKnight's first pitch is a fastball at the knees, 0-1. Sutton on deck is 1-for-3, as is Anderson, who will bat third. Taylor, you're 2-for-3 tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a pop-up straight up the elevator shaft there. It's going to be played by the catcher, and he's going to drop it. About 3 feet outside the fair line, or foul line, I should say, in foul territory. Ended up trying to make a basket catch. Did the pop-up dance there. And Taylor gets second life here. It's now 0-2 after the foul ball. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. They remind you to make a plan to make it home and grab some Buds. Proud sponsors of Reading Colt 45s Baseball and KCNR. Thanks to all of our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. McKnight comes set, the 0-2 to Taylor. Swing and a miss on a fastball, and he got him, so. One out now for Sean Sutton. Sutton in 297 on the season, 1-for-3 tonight. Being played very much to pull by the first baseman, who's pretty much almost on the line in shallow right. Sutton shows bunt, pulls it back. That's going to be ball one. RBI single in the fourth for Sean, who's thrown out at second, trying to stretch it into a double. His 10th RBI on the season. This ball is down in the dirt. 2-0 now. Hitters count 2-0. And a broken bat here as that one's foul down the right side. So Sutton will get a new piece of lumber here. One out, nobody on here in the eighth. 45s have five outs to score five runs. They're trailing 10-5. McKnight pitching exclusively from the stretch here. Ready with the 2-1. That ball is very high up around his eyes with the fastball. 3-1 now. Three-one pitch is popped up here on the infield. It's going to be taken at second base by Kunst. Comes in just about to the pitcher's mound, and he makes the play, so a pop out to number four. There's two down now. That'll bring up Anderson. He singled his last time. 1-for-3 tonight. Out of Park City, Utah. I want to say hello to everybody out there listening on KCNR1460.com. A Reading tradition, Utah Utes here on the Reading Colt 45s. Had a couple last year that comported themselves well. Of course, Tag Baxter, Kyle Hoffman. This year, it's Chandler Anderson hitting in the 350s. Swinging this one is fouled straight back. Own one here on Anderson, hitting 357 on the season. Here's the 0-1 from McKnight. He hits that one out to right field and deep. But settling underneath it there is Mount, and that'll be the final out of the inning. The 1-2-3 go to the 45s. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 10-5 Seals. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here, Colt 45's have a new pitcher on the mound. It's right-hander Clay Worthen out of Fall River, California. He plays his college ball at Sacramento City College. Eighth appearance on the season here for Worthen in 11 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed just four earned runs for a 3.08 ERA, 14 strikeouts in 11 and two-thirds innings against just three walks, so he's been a reliable right-hander out of the bullpen all summer long for the 45s. 1-0 on the season is his record. Eight hits and three base on balls in 11 and two-thirds innings, so less than one base runner per inning for Worthen. There's Marcus Williams. Had a single and an RBI in the first. He's one for four. First pitch misses here, 1-0. It's going to be Williams, Nieto, and Henderson, 6-7-8 hitters. This one is fouled out of play, 1-1. 45 showing 10-5 due up in the home half. It's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters, Hunter Heath, DJ Porter, and Ryan Williams. Williams 0 for 1. He came in as a pinch runner earlier in the game. 1-1 from Worthen here. Swing and a miss on a swing and a foul ball back to the screen. High fastball. Makes it 1-2. Worthen fires. That one's a fastball high and away. Does not get him to chase the pitcher's pitch. 2-2. Finals from around the league, Toronto over Baltimore, it's 9-1. Seattle beats the Cubs 4-1. Giants over the Nationals 5-3. St. Louis gets beat up on them by the Marlins 11-0. That one's fouled out of play. 2-2. Colorado beats the Mets 7-2, and Kansas City falls to the Rangers 2-1. On a short slate for a Saturday here for MLB. Two twos low and away, so we'll go to a full count here. Full count pitch here from Worthen is very high, so it's a leadoff walk here for Williams. Just the fourth walk of the season here for Worthen, so uncharacteristic. Base on balls for him. Runner on first, no doubt. Here's Nieto, the DH. 0 for 4 tonight. He struck out twice. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him to swing right through a fastball at the knees. 1-1 now. Worthing gets the side from Alvarez. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-1. Runner goes from first, swinging a foul back. So Williams, who had a good jump there, is going to have to return to first. Count is now 1-2. Nieto back in the box here. Big hole on the right side with Porter holding the runner on. Right-handed hitting Nieto is down 1-2. Worthing fires. Swing and a miss. He got him to swing right through a slider. On or perhaps slightly off the outside of the plate there. Good pitch from Worthing. He swings right through it. First strike out of the inning. Third of the game for Nieto. Here's Henderson. 1-for-4. Single and 3 strikeouts. Runner goes from first, and he's going to have it stolen as Alvarez had the double clutch, couldn't quite get the ball out of his glove right away. So a stolen base there for Williams. A runner on second now with one down. That takes away the double play. Worthing checks the runner at second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is a little short flare into left field, and that's going to fall down. Williams comes up firing toward home. Scoring is Williams, heading to second with an RBI single, and second base on the throw is Henderson. His second hit of the night. He's now 2-for-5. Call it an RBI single. It's now 11-5. Seals leading your hometown 45s here. One out, runner on second. That's going to bring up Johnson. 3-for-4 with a stolen base. He's also scored twice. Can't ask for much more than that. Out of your number 9 hitter. He's in center field tonight after playing left last night. Worthing fires. That one's down in the dirt, bounce in front of the plate. 1-0. Runner at second, Henderson. 1-0 pitch here from Worthing to Johnson. It is low and outside. 2-0 now. Called strike on the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike now. Worthing ready now with a 2-1 pitch. Down in the dirt. Good job there by Alvarez to knock it down, but advancing to third anyway is Henderson, as he was running as soon as he saw that ball down in the dirt. Count is 3-1 here now. Hitters count for Johnson. Infielders, corner infielders brought in now. Charging is Taylor on a slowly hit ball to third. And good positioning there defensively to bring the corner infielders in. It is a pays off with Taylor making a 5-3 put out. Runner stays put. Two down now, and that'll be Jenkerson. He singled his last time. He's 2-for-4. Reached on an error and drawn on a walk. He scored 4 times tonight. Most recently, last inning in the 8th. Cold strike on the outside corner. Good fastball from Worthing. Riley comes set. Now he's ready. 0-1 pitch. Another good one on the outside corner and a quick 0-2 now on leadoff hitter Jenkerson. Worthen in the driver's seat. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High fastball, and he fouls it back. Trying to change sight lines on him there. Forty-fives have their work cut out for them here in the bottom of the ninth. They trail 11-5. Runner on third here with two down. Trying to keep that runner at third stranded. 0-2 count here on Jenkerson. Slider that stays up high. 1-2 now. One just misses. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Two, and he fouls that one back to the screen as well. So a good battle going here between Clay Worthen and Mike Jenkerson. A reminder of game three of this series right here tonight at tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. Come down and join us at Tiger Field. Five home games left on the season. That ball is down low, and it's going to be a full count now. Runner on third, two down. Full count now to the leadoff man, Jenkerson. Worthen shakes off his catcher, Alvarez. Now he's got the pitch he wants. Here's the payoff pitch. And a slider called third strike, and Jenkerson knew it. Great pitch there by Worthen. That'll end the inning. One run across makes it 11-5. We hit at the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the ninth, Colt 45 showing 11-5. It's Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFore bringing you every pitch of every game this season. This is game number 40 of 45 on the season. We're going to do it again here tomorrow night. First pitch at 6 p.m. here on KCNR, game three of this three-game series. 45 is going to need to get some men on base here and get something going as they trail 11-5. It's going to be Hunter Heath, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Patrick McKnight is the right-handed reliever. He threw a scoreless eighth. He will stay in to pitch the ninth here. It's going to be Hunter Heath, followed by DJ Porter, followed by Ryan Williams. six, seven, eight spots in the lineup. Williams has only taken one at bat. He came in as a pinch runner for Max Modeste earlier in the game. First pitch is a ball up and away to Heath. Heath 0 for 3. He's lined out, grounded out, and struck out. 45 just need base runners here, down 6. First pitch is... this one's just a bit low. 2-0 now. McKnight, the tall right-hander, ready with a 2-0. That one is a little bit low as well, very close. Count goes to 3-0 now. And probably taken all the way is Heath. And he is. It's called strike one. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Proud sponsor of your Colt 45s here. Five pitch walk, to Hunter Heath. And the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And the great comeback of July 30th, 2016 began with a walk to Hunter Heath. And then DJ Porter came up against right-hander Patrick McKnight. Billy Fogle, relief pitcher for the Colts, now runs out to be the first base coach. It'll be Porter, then Ryan Williams. Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher, would be fourth scheduled to hear. Porter fouls first pitch straight back out of play, 0-1. Right on that fastball, but sends it back. No balls, one strike here on Porter. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on. He watches one on the outside corner called strike 0-2. Good pitch there from McKnight. O-2 to DJ. He flies that one down the right field line, foul. Good emergency hack there. The fastball up around the letters, perhaps a bit higher. Too close not to swing at, but tough to do anything with that one. He just sends it out of play into the parking lot. Count still 0-2 here. He takes his lead off first. The pitch. That's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Back to second, and they got him. Nice play there by Henderson to backhand that one in deep in the hole. Strong throw to second to get Heath. Nice play out there at short. He has had a very nice night defensively. So Porter replaces Heath at first. Call it a 6-4 fielder's choice. One out now for Ryan Williams. Porter took an 0-2 breaking ball and hit it deep in the hole. It's short. Looked like it wasn't even going to have a play. But well done out there by Henderson. So one down here. That ball down low to Williams. 1-0. Modest lead over at first for Porter. His run doesn't mean much right now. Williams watches the fastball up above his head. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. McKnight kicks and fires. That ball is in there for a strike of it. He's 2-1. Five more games the next 6 nights, Sunday, and then Tuesday through Friday are our final 5 games of the season. Swinging and a miss there by Williams on a fastball up around the letters. 2-2 now. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long. Come join us every seat in the shade from first pitch on. 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Tuesday through Friday, 7:15 start every night. 2-2 to Williams. Fastball up around the eyes. 3-2 now. We'll have the NorCal Sports Hour here for you live from Tiger Field Tuesday at 6. Leading into the Colt 45's game at 7:15. Payoff pitch to Williams. That's a fly ball deep to right center field. Looks like it's going to be playable out there for Mount. As that one ended up being off the end of the bat a little bit for Williams. Fly out to right, and the 45 is down to their last out now. And it's going to be Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Had an RBI double in the fifth when the 45 scored 3 runs. Also stole a base and scored that inning. He's single, a double, and a flyout. For the catcher out of Venezuela by way of Haristow State University. That one's down low at the shins, 1-0. Zach Taylor, the shortstop and leadoff hitter. Top of the lineup would bat next should Alvarez prolong the inning. 1-0. That one very high. Fastball from McKnight up around his eyes. 2-0 now. Swinging and a miss. He's swinging from his shoes on that one. Ahead 2-0. It's now 2-1. Alvarez with 3 home runs on the season. He was definitely going for number 4 there. 2 balls, 1 strike now. 2 down in the bottom of the ninth. That ball is hit to deep left field. That ball is back at the wall. It is gone. Home run, Jonathan Alvarez. As a 2-1 challenge fastball gets deposited into the net in left field. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth, gives these fans something to cheer for. 4th home run on the year for Alvarez. He's 3rd on the team in that category. Despite playing in just 17 games on the season. So a soaring, towering 2-run shot to left makes it 11-7. And that'll bring up the leadoff man, Zach Taylor, here. Now a 4-run ball game here with two out in the bottom of the ninth. Third hit of the night for Alvarez. He's 3-for-4. Now with his second and third RBI on that home run. So have a game, Jonathan Alvarez. First pitch here is a ball to Taylor, 1-0. Alvarez pushed his average up to 340. That one misses as well, 2-0 now. Reminder, this portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsor of Reading Cold 45s, reminding you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Tuno on Taylor here. McKnight comes set. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That ball has popped up on the infield. Calling for it now is the pitcher. He's called off by the third baseman, and that's going to end the ball game. Final score here, San Francisco Seals 11, Reading Colt 45s 7. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Imagination Playground has come to Turtle Bay. Imagination Playground is a block-based play system that inspires active, creative play for all ages. The big blue blocks will be out in the museum at special times for guests to let their creativity run wild. Plus, make sure to share photos of your inventions with us on Facebook. For more information about when you can create and play with our Imagination Playground building blocks, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Wrapping up game two of a three-game series here against the San Francisco Seals. The 45s dropped this one 11-7. Pitchers duel last night, 1-0. 45s on the wrong side of that one. Tonight, a very different story. 18 runs, a slugfest. 45s were down 8-0 after the top of the fourth. They stormed back to score five runs in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. One run in the fourth, three in the fifth, one in the sixth. To make it 8-5, but that's as close as they would get, as the final score is 11-7. Winning pitcher is Josh Pigg, the right-hander. He went seven innings of five-run ball for the visiting Seals. Losing pitcher is Zach Morgan, left-hander from Simpson. Line score here, 11 runs on 16 hits, one error for the Seals, seven runs on 10 hits, one error for the 45s. And offense had a premium last night, just two hits. Tonight, 45s have 10 hits. And seven runs led by Jonathan Alvarez, who, despite hitting ninth in the lineup tonight, 3-for-4 with a home run, 3 RBI, and 2 runs scored. Jake Taylor also had a nice night, 2-for-4. He scored twice, had an RBI. Zach Taylor, 2-for-5 tonight. He had an RBI as well. But just not enough offense here as the Seals jumped out to that big lead, and 45 is just unable to play catch-up as the offense was early and often here for the visiting Seals. 11-7, your final score once again. For all of our sponsors here, Redding Kia, Foothill Distributing, and Budweiser, as well as Turtle Bay Exploration Park, I want to thank you, the listener out there, for joining us here for Colt 45's baseball. Game 3 of this series will be right here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for the getaway game on Sunday night. Only 5 games left on the season. Go to ReddingColt45s.com for more information and the entire schedule. Sunday night at 6, and then Tuesday through Friday, our last 4 games of the season against the Reading Tigers and the South County All-Stars. 2 games against each one there, so make sure to tune in for those. If you can't make it down to the park here, just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Once again, for our sponsors, Reading, Reading Colt 45s, sponsors Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Foothill Distributing, and Budweiser. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. For my engineer, Jared King, I've been Kyle DeFore. For everybody here at Tiger Field, once again, your final score, Seals 11, Reading 7. We'll see you right back here again tomorrow night at 6. Good night, everybody.
Yet to come. We'll examine.
Number 2.
The anti-military, anti-defense sentiment at the DNC, where they were reluctant even to put out American flags or red, white, and blue schemes, I think is relatively disturbing. What you saw last night on the stage, I thought was noteworthy, was in reference to Senator Kaine, now vice presidential nominee Kaine, talking about his son of the Marines, or Leon Panetta mentioning that he thinks we should take on ISIS, and then being overwhelmed for a brief period of time, and certainly he heard the chants, stop the war, no more war. Really? While a Democrat speaking, you're interrupting him saying no more war? Have you looked around? War's been declared on us.
Number 1.
332 times Donald Trump's name was reeled off in those myriad of speeches, 200-plus speeches over 3 days. only 200 plus times for Hillary Clinton. Why are they obsessed with Trump? My hunch is they're finally scared he can win. And the polls show for the first time the Real Clear Average has him out in front. Joining us now is Chris Wallace, who has a huge score. He has gotten, for the first time, I think, in a long time, a one-on-one with Hillary Clinton after her historic nomination. Chris, welcome back.
Well, good to be with you. We're both in Philadelphia, but you're at the workspace, and I'm lounging around eating bonbons in my hotel room still, but I will get over there. Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to have a one-on-one interview, the first interview with Hillary Clinton since she became the Democratic nominee on Sunday. It'll be the only interview this weekend, and I've been trying to get it for 15 months, so I've got 15 months' worth of questions that I've been squirreling away in my desk. It's going to take me a long time to get through them all.
It's tough. I mean, you're the best interviewer around. I mean, you basically could do a Harvard study on your interview process because no matter who it is, you're going to get to the bottom of it, and you know you only have a certain amount of time. And you're in the tough position because if she becomes president and she doesn't like your questions now, it could be a long 4 years or 8 years. But yet you have an obligation to your audience to get to the bottom, get to the truth. So where do you start?
Well, do you mean in terms of subject matter?
Yep.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to ask her about. I'm not going to tell you because I'm sure that they listen to your show all the time. You know, I mean, obviously we'll talk about the message out of this convention and where she thinks the campaign is and a bunch of issues that she has dealt with over the course of the campaign that I want to try to sound her out on to get into. And then obviously, you know, there are some controversies, some would say scandals, that she's been involved in. We'll, you know, every question you have, we won't get to everyone, but the main big questions that folks have and feel that the mainstream media hasn't asked her about will be good. I mean, this, I hope it'll be must-see TV this weekend.
Absolutely. So here is Barack Obama essentially saying that she is the one. He seems very concerned that he's not going to be passing the baton to a Democrat. Cut six.
Look, we Democrats have always had plenty of differences with the Republican Party. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's precisely this contest of ideas that pushes our country forward. And it sure wasn't conservative. What we heard was a deeply pessimistic vision of a country where we turn against each other and turn away from the rest of the world. There were no serious solutions to pressing problems, just the fanning of resentment and blame and anger and hate. And that is not the America I know.
Well, and that was a great speech, but after 7.5 years, we already know what he is and what he's about, and he's certainly not a unifier in my mind. So do you think that you heard a lot of ideas at the Democratic convention? Is he accusing the Republican convention of not having ideas? I didn't see anything earth-shattering coming out of this convention. Have you?
No, and nor did I at the Republican convention. To a certain degree, they're kind of locked into one-liners. You know, the Republicans are talking about, build the wall and cutting back on and getting illegal immigrants out of the country and lower taxes and less regulation. And the Democrats are talking about jobs programs and, in terms of immigration, a pathway to citizenship and gun control. You know, they're kind of locked into the boilerplate of both parties. I thought the president was making a point, and this, I think, is an effort to try to peel off some moderate moderate Republicans, for instance, suburban women who are traditionally Republican but may have doubts about Donald Trump, and to say he's not your average Republican, he's not in the mainstream of the GOP, that he is more about a pessimistic vision, trying to turn us against each other in this country and turn us away from engagement with the world, and in effect to say that Trump is out of the political mainstream, not just of the political debate in this country, but even among Republicans.
Chris Wallace, our guest. Chris, the big story yesterday was Donald Trump having three appearances, two press conferences. He sat down with me. So he is not just going out of the spotlight and allowing the Democrats to dominate. Many people have told me that a lot of times Democrats dominate because the other party wants to save money and all the attention's going elsewhere. Not this time, not this cycle. Here is the controversial sentence that's causing a lot of Democrats to pounce. Cut 18.
And if it is Russia, which is probably not, nobody knows who it is, but if it is Russia, it's really bad for a different reason, because it shows how little respect they have for our country when they would hack into a major party and get everything. But it would be interesting to see. I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
So that was it. That was the opportunity that the Hillary Clinton camp pounced on. Do you blame them?
No, I think, you know, it's funny listening to it in retrospect. As you know, he obviously wasn't planning this to be a major policy announcement. He's kind of riffing on the question of Russia and why they would feel free to hack and how little respect they have for our country. And then he just went in that direction. And, you know, I know some people think, well, he was just kidding or I'm going to ask Clinton about this this weekend. It'll certainly be an issue we deal with. And there's no question, let me be clear, that the Democrats have tried to use the whole issue of Russian hacking to get people off the issue of what was inside those DNC emails, which were very troubling and basically showed that the DNC had stacked the deck against Sanders to try to help Clinton get the nomination. But, you know, the point is, here's a presidential candidate in effect inviting a foreign country to meddle in our affairs, to commit crimes by cyber espionage, and to use the fruits of it to try to disrupt our convention. And I will tell you, there are a lot of Republicans who are just as upset with this. They may not be talking as much about it as Democrats. In fact, Mike Pence, Trump's running mate, had put out a statement right after saying that cyber espionage is a serious crime, and if they were involved in the hacking of domestic political accounts, that there should be serious consequences. We'll be talking about it a month from now, but you know, it's just a case of where Trump, and you're exactly right, Trump's ability to draw attention and to break into the news cycle even during the height of the other party's convention is pretty remarkable, and it's why Democrats know they're going to have their hands full over the next 3 months with Donald Trump. But he took it, I think, a step too far.
Here he is. I asked him that. Cut 19.
You have to be kidding. His client, his person, deleted 33,000 emails illegally. You look at that. And when I'm being sarcastic with something, first of all, they don't even know. Of course I'm being sarcastic. And they don't even know, frankly, if it's Russia. They have no idea if it's Russia, if it's China, if it's somebody else. Who knows who it is? But you have 33,000 emails deleted. And the real problem is what was said on those emails from the Democratic National Committee. You take a look at what was said on those emails. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. They talk about religion. They talk about race. They talk about all sorts of things, including women. And what they said on those emails is a disgrace. And they're just trying to deflect from that. Absolutely.
All right. So I follow it up. Cut 21.
So then Jake Sullivan weighs in and said this has to be the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against a political opponent.
It didn't encourage anybody. First of all, said with sarcasm. Second of all, it didn't encourage anybody. They may have them. Who knows who has them? They don't know. They have no idea. And it's pretty sad when a foreign country, whether it's them or China or anybody else, disrespects us so much that they would even do a thing like that.
So does that change your feeling? I mean, I if you ask my opinion, and oftentimes you do, you just don't want to admit it publicly, I think he was kidding, 100%. He had no idea the magnitude of this story when I caught up to him in the locker room of that Pennsylvania gym.
Well, I think he's being, do I think it was a serious policy pronouncement? No, I think he was just riffing on the subject, but he did put out a tweet after in saying, you know, I hope they'll make it public, saying I hope that if they do, they'll turn it over to the FBI. Again, you know, why are we inviting Russia to get involved in our politics? And if you say he had no idea, you know, if you're going to be a candidate for president, if you're going to be president, you got to have an idea of what these mean. And part of what I think added to it was the fact that later on he was asked, you know, would you, because he's talked about Russia and Putin and wanting to get along, would you recognize Russia's seizure of Crimea and would you consider lifting the sanctions? And he said, I'd look into it. Again, seeming to open the door to a couple of things that would seem way beyond the bounds. I mean, Russia invaded and seized sovereign part of Ukraine, Crimea, and the whole Western world has been outraged by it. And here's Trump saying, well, maybe I'd let him get away with it. So, you know, there's just a question. Here's the deal. It seemed to me that Trump had a very good news conference. I watched it, so a couple of times I laughed out loud.
Good,
yeah. I mean, I thought he was good and strong, and he took it a step too far. So today, instead of talking about, you know, what's in the DNC emails and what's, you know, what does it say about Russia's respect or for our country, we're talking about what Trump said, and I don't think that's particularly helpful to him.
Chris Wallace, we'll have Hillary Clinton one-on-one. Don't tell me your kids have games. That's why you have neighbors. Don't tell me you have stuff to do. It's summertime. I'm going to the beach. Skin cancer is real. Stay indoors. Watch
really?
Chris Wallace. What are you kidding?
To get people to watch the show?
Yeah, is that a problem?
Oh, no.
Okay. Maybe that's a little much.
I don't know that we need to go.
Listen, the sun is too.
I love you for trying.
The sun is too close. Yes, the sun is too close to the earth.
I love you, big guy.
And right, watch this. It's going to be great because Chris Wallace is going to ask real questions and wait for real answers, and it's all based on a true story. Chris, thanks so much.
You know,
see you in the lunchroom.
I, you know what I get the sense? I get the sense you want to get out of town as much as I do, and we're
okay.
All getting a little punchy.
Oh, right after
stuff.
The show, I'm gone.
It's enough. I want to go home. I want to sleep in my own bed.
Right.
You know, I love all of my Fox colleagues, but this feels like summer camp. I want to go home to my own house
right.
And my own life.
Why they make us go in bunk beds, I don't know. They say it builds unity.
you snore. I'm going to tell you, in the bunk you snore, and it's really getting to me.
Well, the thing is, I have a blockage, so I think you should feel for me instead of worrying about your own quality REM stage sleep.
REM cycle, yeah. Well, I haven't had a REM cycle in 2 weeks. But listen, Hillary Clinton, I got plenty of stuff. Every issue
right.
You want to hear about, I promise we're going to ask
me? It's
about.
It's great.
You know, and we've got subpoena powers, so we'll just stay there until we get an answer.
Chris, I can't wait. Seriously. I'm running it all show Monday, and I'll pay you your rights. Chris Wallace, thanks so much. Please say hello to me when I see you in the lunchroom.
Sir.
Goodbye. 1-866-408-7669. Get on board.
Kilmeade and Friends.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yup, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order, for free. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds, free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeets.com. That's briansbeets.com.
No!
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero-G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The big speech of the night came from Bill Clinton. He opened by talking about the first time he met Hillary in college, saying that he saw her in a flowery dress with long blonde hair, and that they talked and laughed for hours. Afterwards, Hillary was like, "Aw, that wasn't me." And he goes,
that, I mean, it just made no sense. But by the way, that was a subject at Donald Trump's presser. Big event in Scranton, Pennsylvania yesterday. He was able to look at the DNC and kind of rips off it. Everybody in there was pretty entertained. It was 3,000 plus. Here's what he said is about, I met a girl, I think was the exact line that Donald Trump had. Cut 17.
Bill Clinton, who, by the way, gave a speech last night, but he didn't mention my favorite chapter. He left one chapter out. Huh? Man, I met a girl. You know, it's funny. When he started the speech last night, he said, "I met a girl." And I said, "That's politically incorrect." What he said. Because it's supposed to be, "I met a woman." I met a woman. And didn't he say, "I then grabbed her"? And I said, "Boy, this is getting a little crazy now. What's going on?" Right? I grabbed her.
He wants to see a woman president, just not this woman. Cut 16.
And they'll say, "Madam President." Oh, I don't want to hear that. I do want to hear it eventually, because I want to see a woman become president, but it can't be her. She's a disaster. She's a disaster. She'll set you back a long way, women, if that happens. It'll be a long way before it happens again. You better be careful what you wish for.
Governor John Hickenlooper, I wish he show up. Next, he will.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby and I'll thank Wilco and, of course, the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That card
yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Today's Dean's List celebrates strangers across the country who are praying with our police officers. Harrison County Sheriff's Deputy Josh Harmon in Mississippi says he was so touched when an older woman stopped him at a gas station and asked to pray with him. He said he was overcome with emotion while others joined in. He posted his feelings about the incident in a video he shared on Facebook.
I was at the Kangaroo, and like always, I go there to get my stuff I need for the night. And the old lady comes up to me and says, "Your life matters. Can I pray with you?" And we prayed, and people joined in. And it was the most amazing thing. And I just want to say that made my day. Completely made it. They were black, white, together. There's no hate. No one's saying anything negative. It was just us praying. And it was amazing.
Thank you, Officer Harmon, for the job that you do now more than ever. And to those strangers reaching out to our men and women in blue to share a prayer, thank you. We pray with you, too. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Live from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia for the 2016 Democratic National Convention, it's Kilmeade and Friends.
We're back, everyone. Kilmeade and Friends. I'm Brian Kilmeade, and with me straight across is back with us. Last time I saw him, actually, it was yesterday at the Wells Fargo Arena. Before that, Governor John Hickenlooper, we saw you in studio on your book tour.
Yep.
And your book is called My Opposite of Woe, My Life in Beer and Politics.
That's the opposite of woe being giddy up.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's the punchline there.
Right. I mean, whatever your situation is, you can work your way through it, and you're very honest in the book, and that's why I think people really were fascinated by it. And also fascinated how you ended up in politics in particular. But guess what? You're doing so well. You're governor of a state, and you're going to be speaking at the biggest night of your of the biggest day for your party, the Democratic National Convention, in prime time.
It's pretty exciting. And I think, again, last night was, set the stage. You look at Joe Biden, I thought it was as good as I've seen him. Obviously,
with his son passing, too, that drama and that
so
tragedy.
So powerful. I thought Tim Kaine did a great job, kind of laid out his where he's from, what he's done, what he stands for. And then you step in, and Barack Obama comes up there, and, you know, there are only a few people really in the world right now that can hold a stage like that and, A, prepare it, whether you agree with what he's saying or disagree, you know, put it together in a narrative and then lay it out there over, what was it, 50 minutes? I don't know. I didn't time it.
Right. I think it was about a little bit less. Here is a little of Barack Obama, cut one.
Ronald Reagan called America a shining city on a hill. Donald Trump calls it a divided crime scene that only he can fix. It doesn't matter to him that illegal immigration and the crime rate are as low as they've been in decades, because he's not actually offering any real solutions to those issues. He's just offering slogans. And he's offering fear. He's betting that if he scares enough people, he might score just enough votes to win this election.
Right. So the whole theory, they did a study, I think PolitiFact said 332 times Donald Trump's name's been mentioned. Where Hillary Clinton, it the whole week was about 200, 220. So I think one of the, it looks like the go sign is make Donald Trump unelectable. Are they succeeding?
Well, they're certainly showing a bunch of different facets of things that are concerning, that won't release his taxes, doesn't tell the truth, changes his mind all the time. But I thought one of the things about Obama's speech that was compelling was he spent as much time talking about Hillary and how much he admired her judgment, how much he trusted her judgment, how hard she worked, how well-informed she was. I mean, when you got someone like Barack Obama gets up there and says, listen, there's nobody, not Bill, not me, nobody who's ever been more prepared to be president than Hillary Clinton.
Right.
It's a powerful statement.
But, you know, I think the challenge he has is that do people want a third term of Barack Obama, where his approval rating is high? You also see the most of the country feels we're heading in the wrong direction. So
right.
Where he might be personally popular, so far from the economy to world affairs, not going where people want it. Not my words. That's what the stats say.
Sure, no. And I think you look at the level of job dislocation we're seeing. I mean, whole professions vanishing just through technology and innovation. I mean, bank tellers. I mean, simple people who thought they had a career for the rest of their lives. And suddenly technology or robotics or whatever begins to eliminate that. It creates anger and fear. It really does. You look at the world, ISIS. I mean, Barack Obama didn't create ISIS. We invaded Iraq. There was a, you know, we were unable to control the
oh, you know what happened with Iraq, Governor. We went over that.
Yeah. But
the president ran in 2012, and Joe Biden said one of his greatest accomplishments was pulling the troops out of Iraq and bringing democracy and peace to the area. And pulling out too soon clearly was a mistake.
Well, but certainly going in the first place was the biggest mistake.
Well, again, but they were an enemy of ours for 12, 13 years,
yeah.
Shooting at our planes constantly. So it wasn't like, hey, let's go bomb a country. But having, as you know, because Bill Clinton had to deal with it through his entire administration and blame Bush for not finishing the job in the first Persian Gulf War.
Well, I think
so it goes on, and then Democrats voted for it. So should they be to blame? No, not really. Well, did George Bush give the wrong information? No, that's what he got. Well, who told the CIA to do that? Well, it means the same thing. Having said that, when you call our arch enemy the JV team and you do it in print and that arch enemy ends up being ISIS, that's where Republicans see an opportunity.
Right, and they're going to go for it. I agree with that. They're trying to pursue that as hard as they can.
Right. So with you in particular, people are excited about you. Because you have the business background, you have this great way about you, you're also very honest, and that to the point where this governor from Colorado, who is a mayor and almost an accidental politician who's got all this success, now all people saying, this guy could be the number two and eventually a number one. That what was the vetting process like for you?
You know, it was intense. It's long. It's arduous. They collect everything you've ever written, ever been written about you, every speech you've ever given. They got all your financial information for 10 years. Want to know who your partners were. Did anybody ever lose any money on one of your business deals? I mean,
were they questions where you thought to yourself, I don't know the answer? I mean, did you have to go research to find out their research?
We had to go. I mean, they were very clear. They said, listen, we're doing this as much for you as we are for ourselves. If you're the person, if we pick you to be number two, and something comes out, we're not prepared for it, you're the one who's going to go, you're going to get hung out to dry. So, and they're very clear on that, and I agree with that. So we tried to give them every single honest thing that we could think of that ever could be brought up out of my background somewhere. You know, the interview was 6 hours. Right? So you go 2 hours, and then you get a 5-minute bathroom break, and then 2 more hours, another 5-minute. I mean, and there's nobody asking the questions about, hey, how'd you manage to get the environmental community and the oil and gas industry to do methane regulations? First in the country. That was a great check. How'd you do that? No. It's all the stuff like, you know, did anybody ever lose money on any of your deals? Have you ever did you ever knowingly have undocumented workers at one of your restaurants? Have you ever, you know, supported someone who's doing something unethically?
Remember Mitt Romney had a landscaping company that used illegals?
I mean,
that's how bad it got.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is. They go through every, because we're in that kind of, it's gotten to that level where every person, when you get to, the president or the vice president, they're going to get hauled upside down through the mud one way or the other.
All right. So in Colorado, it's interesting. It's a state they have to have. You guys got to have. And evidently, they are so confident, our Democrats, your party, that they've got Colorado. And you tell me if this is true or not. They pulled out their ads. They feel as though their ads could be used other places. That's how confident they are. Because we know the Republicans are in total disarray in that
country. Well, they can always change that, but I think...
Is that true?
Yeah, to my knowledge, that's what I've been told. I think what's interesting in Colorado, we have a strong... I mean, we're one-third Republican, one-third Democrat, one-third unaffiliated. The Republicans in Colorado, obviously like all over the country, are different branches of the party. But a very significant branch in Colorado are people that are very strong on family values. And I think a lot of those folks have serious issues with Donald Trump as the candidate. They're re-examining, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. That disarray in the party it obviously makes it harder for Donald Trump in Colorado.
One thing that must make them feel better, and I know you're a separate side and a keynote speaker on one of the biggest nights in Democrats, so I know that you have to be politically aware of who you're talking to and the day you're talking, but you got to be impressed with the Trump family.
Yeah.
When you watch those kids speak and you see the affection, it's been pretty consistent. And I think for the first time you saw those guys and you wonder, I hope my kids would speak like that. I thought the whole time. I mean, what was your impression watching them?
No, I think the kids are very impressive. And I think it does say, a lot of people have a hard time reconciling the bluster and the bombast. And yet he's raised pretty impressive kids. which I think is an important measure of a person. I did think last week we saw in their convention, though, that they are politically inexperienced. They haven't made these kinds of decisions and judgments. And is that?
But they're business, like you. They have the business background.
Yeah, but trust me, I learned the hard way. You come right from business, and government isn't business, right? There are things that you would make a decision in a second in business, and if you do it in government, it's a nightmare.
Give me an example.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, I thought I got elected mayor in 2003. In 2004, we were actually it was the fall of 2003. We were going to change the signs on the roof of City Hall. We have these big, gaudy electric lights that say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And, you know, some of my Jewish friends always thought, you know, Merry Christmas, what's it doing on top of City Hall? So they come to me. I'm mayor for 3 or 4 months. And they say, hey, we're going to have to replace those signs. And we're doing it anyway. They're all worn out. I said, well, maybe we'll change it to Happy Holidays, Season's Greetings. It'll be more ecumenical. Well, you know, somebody leaks it. Public works people are outraged. They leak it to one of the newspapers, and they call up and just kind of ask me off the side, you know, are you going to do this? And I think they're going to write a story saying it's a good thing. So I say, yeah, we're going to be more ecumenical. It won't cost the taxpayers a penny. The next day, it's on the front page of the Denver Post.
Probably talked about it.
I'm sure you did. The talk shows went. And I just, you know, we were trying to deal with homelessness. We had big issues we were taking on. And I told myself, I said, we didn't mean this, and we didn't want to cause it. And they said, well, but you're the governor, you're the mayor. You can't change your mind. You'll weaken the position. I said, but I didn't. Of course I could change my mind. So I called up the Peter Boyle show. He's the biggest talk show guy in Colorado. And I said, hey, just because there are two O's in Hickenlooper doesn't make me Scrooge. And we're gonna leave it Merry Christmas. We're going to put a new Merry Christmas sign up there. Is that making? And they couldn't believe it. They said, you're kidding. You're really going to, and all of a sudden, instead of being a terrible disaster, it became very positive.
Right.
But those kinds of things, if you haven't been in politics and you realize how closely held and emotional some of these issues are, you can get yourself into real trouble.
Right. I mean, Trump would say, listen, I know it's like dealing with the press. He's been doing it for 30 years, too, which is unlike most businesses. Mike Bloomberg clearly suddenly does not like him at all. He spoke last night. When we come back, I want to learn a little bit more about the governor's life. It's all in his book. And I also want to find out if he'll tell me, read the speech to us on the air, and we can judge what it's going to be like tonight. And he has him with him, so he might. Don't be surprised if he decides to do it. And say, Brian, let's just try it, see how it goes.
An excerpt, just a couple excerpts.
Can I do that?
I don't have it.
Oh, you. You know what? I'm going to go to your teleprompter. I'll help you load it. Governor John Hickenlooper, we're privileged to have him here, a finalist to be the number two. He's going to be speaking in primetime tonight. And before he does that, he's here on Kill, Meet, and Friends.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out. out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Welcome back to Philadelphia, the final day of the convention marathon. We were in Cleveland for five and then here for four. I'm going to be pulling up stakes right after the show. I'm catching a plane. Tomorrow will be coming from New York. With me, looking straight across, getting set for his big night. We're thrilled to have with us Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado. His book still out, The Opposite of Woe, My Life in Beer and Politics, which is code for he used to be in business. And now he's giving back through politics. And the governor will be speaking on primetime tonight, and we're privileged to have you here on a big day like this for you. And you said you are, how far are you to done? 99.9%?
99.4%.
What do you think what would you say this? What did they say, hey, governor, we want you to speak, and it was a key slot. Did they give you a mission statement?
No, they wrote a speech up. They kind of drafted out something, and it wasn't what I felt comfortable with. So we pretty much wrote our own speech. But then we worked with the some speechwriters that work with the convention, trying to get things right. So they've been great. They've been really smart, good to work with. You know, I wanted more humor. The guys are funny.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a little humor. But I wanted to talk more from the business perspective of, you know, how a small business person looks at Hillary Clinton and what it was like, kind of, you know, what stuff we talked about when I was being vetted. I mean, that was one of the best parts about being vetted for number two was I got to spend several hours either one-on-one or with Hillary and John Podesta, but really talking about policy.
What did you learn about her that you didn't know prior from being with her 2 hours?
So one thing, I mean, I'm a policy wonk. I love it. I want to solve problems. I want the details. I want to be I want to be granular when we're approaching an issue. She knows more policy, and we talked probably over 20 issues. More policy than any governor, any senator or representative I've ever met. I mean, she is so far invested in all the details of what's been tried, workforce training, apprenticeships, all these things that we look at as possible solutions to how do we get people transitioned from the old economy to the new economy, she's been there.
Right. So you were surprised the detail in which she knows a lot of these
things. Exactly. She is, and also her passion for the policy. You know, everyone's always saying, well, she's just into power. You know, at one point we were joking. I said, well, you know, I'm not interested in a big house. I've got the governor's mansion's a big house. No big deal. She looked at me and she goes, well, that's what people say about me. They say I want to be in the White House. She looks at me and she goes, have you ever seen where you live in the White House? I mean, it's like, you know, nobody wants to be there. It's a tool that if you want to do good, it's a tool that helps you be effective. But it's not. It's almost like being in exile. No one wants to be in the White House.
Is that true?
I said that. She didn't say that.
No. Okay. Here is Tim Kaine. This was his role. He clearly is being told to be an attack dog. Cut 8.
Hey, can I offer you a little tip? When you want to know something about the character of somebody in public life, look to see if they have a passion that began long before they were in office, and that they have consistently held it throughout their career. Do they have a passion? Did it start before they were in office? Have they held on to it consistently? Folks, Hillary has a passion for kids and families. Donald Trump has a passion, too. It's himself.
Right, and that was his hit. So he attacked him, did the whole thing. Are you going to be attacking Trump at all?
Oh, I will point out a couple of inconsistencies. But I'm trying to be more focused on what the upside
right.
is, what the positive side is.
A couple of things that I think is important is some people listening right now who say to themselves, you know, I don't have many friends. I don't have the best family situation. My grades are just okay. I'm looking at all these successful people on television's reality shows, and they say, I don't find a place for myself. You talk about growing up as a skinny kid whose dad dies at 8 years old, who had acne, and with big glasses, and you end up being governor and a big-time businessman. What do you say to those kids, those young men or women coming up right now?
Well, part of the reason I wrote The Opposite of Woe was to tell nerds and, you know, the kids that do get teased in elementary school that they have a role to play if they want to, right? And sometimes you have to work a little harder, right? If you're not if you don't have the broad shoulders, you're not on the football team, if you want to be involved in solving problems, you gotta speak up and you gotta work a little harder than somebody else. But you can play a role. That even the biggest nerd in the world. My book is a call to action for nerds of the world unite. Right? We can play a role, and we need to play a role. It shouldn't just be the football players and the cheerleaders who make all the leadership decisions in this country.
But you don't, because I am for making cheerleaders, putting them into power. Well, and that's where I'm different.
That's why you support Trump. That's what he thinks, too.
Yeah, he would like cheerleaders. I cannot confirm that. There is a rumor going around there that that's what he'll do. It's the opposite of all. The other thing is, Governor, do you think those hard times early were necessary to make you the person you are?
You know, it's funny. Until I wrote the book, I never thought about it. But as you go through your whole life, and you know, as a governor, I was doing most of this between 9 o'clock at night and midnight or on weekends. So it was in condensed parts of time. But I think it's true. I think hardship builds strength. And in a funny way, if you don't have adversity, I think about this all the time with my son, Teddy. He's 14 now. And am I making
his life's too good?
Yeah, exactly. Have I got to figure out some ways to have awful things happen to him?
Right.
But you can't. Every parent wants to make their child's life as pain-free as possible.
Right.
I mean, when they're in pain, you're in pain. And yet, I think without question, you know, when we're trying to open the wine coop, I got laid off as a geologist, opened the first brew pub in the Rocky Mountains in 1988. And, you know, the pipes clogged, and we needed an extra 20 grand. I couldn't raise the money. I mean, I had an ulcer. I had a legitimate bleeding ulcer. And I couldn't quit. I mean, I had my aunt had invested 10 grand. I couldn't lose. I couldn't stop. And you just have to keep going, and
right.
you had to find a way to succeed.
You know what's so sad? Your son is not going to have to go through that.
That's
I feel
point.
So bad for you.
No, I'm dead serious.
I know.
That's what people, a lot of these guys, when you don't want to leave, these guys who make billions of dollars, don't leave it to your kids.
The Opposite of Woe, the name of the book, Governor John Hickenlooper. I know you're going to do great tonight. I'm not going to wish you luck. I know you're going to do great. Thanks so much for coming by. Kill me to friends.
Shepard Smith Reporting is a new way to get the news. They're breaking news now on Fox News Channel. I'm excited about this because my role has changed a lot. I'm kind of acting as quarterback, and I get to call the shot.
I'll talk about that, and I'll talk about this.
We're trying to be game changers. We've created all of this so that we can get news fast.
accurate, fair, and balanced. We want to lead the pack. More of the day's top headlines from the Fox News Desk. Now is the time for Shepard Smith Report. Tune in to Shepard Smith Report weekdays on the Fox News Channel.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products that make people's lives easier. That's what Kabbage does for small business owners. They've developed a simple and flexible way for business owners to access a line of credit of up to $100,000. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage has provided over $2 billion to 80,000 small businesses like yours. To get started, visit Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Two officials familiar with the investigation into the crash in Texas of a hot air balloon carrying at least 16 people say it was operated by Heart of Texas Hot Air Balloon Rides. The balloon caught fire and crashed at a pasture Saturday morning near Lockhart. Margaret Wiley, who lives near the crash site, says she first heard some strange popping sounds.
And then I looked off over there, and the next thing I knew, you saw a big fireball go up, and it was just, it's just praying that whoever was there got away from the thing in time.
Authorities say there does not appear to be any survivors. If 16 people were killed, it could be the deadliest hot air balloon crash in U.S. history. At a rally in Youngstown, Ohio, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump doesn't have the temperament to be president, especially with his harsh words against Muslim American attorney Kazir Khan, who spoke about his deceased son at the Democratic National Convention on Thursday.
He attacked the distinguished.